Those who salt are faster than they left on their eggs, but so, what should a person do with salt? What should a person do with salt? Everything. Shouldn't take anything for granted. Shidduchim and health and kvure and everything under the sun.
Okay.
And now the Gemara says, Omale Rovro, the Rakram Batov. Yeah, but let's tell you what. Okay. The Gemara describes different forms of death. The Gemara says, Omale Rovro, the Rakram Batov, this was the son of Batov. So he asks him, Leimel Amar, please tell us over some of the things behind him, even though you said some of the good to Seir, some of the good to Betlach, the Amrit Mishleiter Achizde, the Mili the Beit Mishkan. He told us all the different things in Leimel, apparently he learned about Achizde, this Ratzon B'Chok, he told us all the things in Leimel Achizde that in Yoni Beit HaKnesses, tell us over again some of the things. Amalei, he told us all about, okay, Amar Achizde, here's the comment on the person until the might is this. Oy Hashem Shari, Tzion Kol, Nishkenas Yankis, the Pasha Shat Nishkion means Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. If the Rebbe Shalom loves very much Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, more so, Nikol Nishkenas Yankis, from all the other places where the Jews dwell. That's the Pasha Shat. The Gemara gives an additional level of interpretation in the Pasha. It's interesting that Ramban points out that not only did the Gemara, does the Gemara give additional levels of interpretation on the Pesukim in the Chumash, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the word for word, letter for letter, and he dictated the Chumash in such a way that it should have many levels of interpretation, but even in the Beam of Ksuvim, where we assume, and the Ksuvim is certainly assumed, the Beam is up to Machlokes, between among the Mephoshim, whether we assume that the Nevi'im were also dictated word for word, letter for letter, but the Ksuvim we assume for sure not. The Ksuvim for sure were not dictated word for word, letter for letter. And the Pashtus of the Nevi'im also not. That's exactly the difference between Peres, Moshe, Abeinu, as opposed to the Nevi'im of Ksuvim. The Nevi'im of Ksuvim were composed the Rosh and Hanlavi. Ain't the Nevi'im is not in the Signal Echad, every Nevi'im writes in his own Signal. With the Hashuas Yerush, and the Ruch HaKadis, and the Shoyer Allah. So the Pashtus is that whatever the Nevi says, that's the Pshat, and there's no other additional level of interpretation. So the Ramban points out that it's not so. That the Gemara had Ramban and Seikha Mishni points out that they have additional levels of interpretation even in the Vim school. Like over here. The Pashat Pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes Yerushalayim more so than the other cities in the, where the Jews live. The Commissioner of Yankes. And the Gemara gives an additional level of interpretation. Shari Tzion doesn't mean Tzion. Yishon HaMitzion Ba'alokhe. The Commissioner of Yankes refers to all the Batei Knesset, the Batei Midrashot. That although every shul and every Beis HaMedrash what people learn is labeled as a Mikdash Milat, the Rabbi Yechezkel says he wants to send the Beis HaMedrash to Golus. So he destroyed the Beis HaMedrash and send him into Golus, but hey, he'll have a Mikdash Milat, and even in Bavel, I will make for them a Mikdash Milat. The Gemara says, yeah, the Megillah that refers to anybody who sees about the Mikdash Milat in Bavel, is the reason this is Hashua Tashchina. So the Gemara says, yeah, when you're in the shul and you're in the Beis HaMedrash, there is a bit of Hashua Tashchina, but when a person is learning, even if he's learning not the shul, not the Beis HaMedrash, there's more of a Hashua Tashchina. When a person learns, there's more. Oy Vashem, Shiyar, Mam, 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 Shiyar, Ignore says when we understand it, when a person learns, then the Shkina is Kenegra. The Shkina is Uruk. Because the learning of Torah is supposed to be learning about the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban writes in his introduction to Chumash, that Korach HaKul, the Shmoyt of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chumash is a description of HaKul. So when it's this point that you shouldn't think that it's just a Pesan Roshan or Pekabola that the Ramban is writing all this, no, it's a Gemara. In all the Eilam Brachas, you are, how do you know that you have to say Yechaz HaKel before you learn? Because it says, Yishem Hashem Ekro, or the Gozal Ol Kenim. When I say Yishem Hashem, you have to give praise to Shmosh Ol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara Yuma says, Yishem Hashem Ekro, or the Gozal Ol Kenim, when the same God says, Yishem HaKadosh and the Beit HaMikdash, and you have to bow down and say, Dosh Hashem Zeh Mechutu Yanzad, that's Yishem Hashem Ekro. When you say the Shem on Torah, how does the Gemara come off the Darshan? The Shem Hashem Echo, when I learn Torah, how about the Lelokain? You say, Shem, where do you see that? So then it's 2.7, it's the new reminder of Gemara. Apparently, the Gemara understood when a person was learning Torah, they call it Elokut, the Shemaitre, the Shemaitre, the Shemaitre, it's a description of Elokut. The Torah is a description of Elokut. So maybe the Gemara assumes the common Gemara is like that. That learning Torah is learning what the essence of our Kodesh Kodesh is.
But
See, more than that's a machlokes, whether he should repeat it or not. Machlokes in the Rishonim. So those are all that you should. Those are all that you should. Those are all that don't.
Yeah.
But those are all that you should. Machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. Those are all that you should because it looks strange. It looks as if you're like. Again, let's all say Abraham and Rabbi Yisrael and everybody else says that I don't say. So it looks funny. So that's what I have to say also. And then it says Hashem. And then everybody else says, I mean, why doesn't he also say Hashem after Hashem that he himself just pronounced? It's an interesting question. I don't know.
Maybe he did.
A good question. Maybe he did also. Maybe he did. Well, the first Hashem is for sure he didn't. But he said the process. I don't know. It's a good question. Why doesn't the Tengar of himself say Hashem after Hashem?
From the Hallel, why doesn't the Chazon repeat for the right?
No, why doesn't the Chazan also say Hodor? The Tzibur says Hodor, why doesn't the Chazan say Hodor? I think the Gemara in Sukkah describes the meaning of reciting Hallel that whenever there's a din of Shamei Koina. So the din of Shamei Koina means if I hear about Koira, let's say if I hear about the Kibbutz Lo Shofar. So Shamei Koina is considered as if I'd lose Shofar. If I'm allowed to say Kiddush is Gavdala, or Benching, so Shamei Koina is considered as if I said it myself. So if it's an Indian of a bracha, so he's supposed to say Amen at the end of the bracha. But if he didn't say Amen, so then he must say Shamei Koina. The fact that you heard the bracha is considered as if you had answer. But even if you don't say Amen, you also did. Rather, let's say Tia Shaita, but Tia Shaita does nothing to answer. But whenever there is something to answer, so the proper thing will have finished the answer. So it must be by Hallel, by the Mara, they didn't all have Tzibur, so the Chazan would say the whole Hallel, and the Tzibur would be to the Hallel, which you make, and that's what the whole Tzibur should make on is, the Tzibur of Afan Chet, in connection, in conjunction with the Kriya of the Hallel. So the Gemara says, but Lachatchila, the proper thing is that you should say Amen. So on Hallel, you don't say Amen, you say something that fits in. So the Gemara says, they would say Hallel because. So the Chazan says Halukot, and the Tzibur says Halukot. Halukot the contrary, Halukot the Hashem. Then they say Halukot. So then the Gemara says, when he says Hod Hashem Tzitzai, Tzibur Yom HaChazon, so they say Hodu. Then when he says Yom HaNo, they didn't yet say the Shemei Koine, the Amir. They don't say Yom HaNo. They yet say the Shemei Koine, but the proper thing is that you should say something that fits in order to enhance the Shemei Koine, like you say Amen after Kiddush and Abdullah. The thing that enhances the Shemaya is, but the fact of the patient, but the Halel, it's better to say something fancier than others. To say Halel Bukhar, to say Halel Hashem Kippur. To say something like that. No, not so. By Rav Yashir, as Mara says, Moshe Rabbeinu said one half of the pasuk. And then he also said the other half. Then he said the next part is the first half, and he said the second half and the next one. Each one said here. That's when the Magen Avraham points out that the Morin said that there is a minig, and the Shulchan Aruch report there is a minig, that by bridge, in Shul, they recite the Rav Yashir half a pasuk at a time, the Chazan said they had a pasuk, and the Tzibur said, so the Magen Avraham is bottom of the Kasher, there's a din in the Gemara called Stukin in the Pasuk Kemoshe, Amman Lei Pas Kino, the Gemara says in the Gemara, there's not a minig to lay in half a pasuk, to stop in the middle of half a pasuk. So how come they do it all the time and they have a group? So he says, apparently Rav Yashir is different, perhaps Rav Yashir is different, because initially that's the way it was composed, that's where it was originally decided by Kriyat Yamsuf. Moshe Rabbeinu said he had a pasuk, and then he said he had a pasuk. Is that exactly the weak pause in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu pause? And the Magen Avraham assumes that, yeah. The Chiyal is not a problem.
So actually, I have a whole
thing. The whole thing.
Just
saying, yes, you think
the whole
thing. Yes. If you pay attention, right. If you pay attention,
hear everything, and then there's not that much in there. Okay. It was possible the way the Shia's written says the Torah. Not
straight
in her there. Prophet. I've been the prophet. I mean, called Sukkot and I passed him, but if there's a Sukkot, them to Pasuk, or Sukkot, them to Pasuk, then you may pause in the middle. You may stop over there. And the Shira has breaks in the middle. I don't know, there's breaks in the middle of the Shira. I'm not a Sukha or a Sukha. No, it looks like it.
Where it's written.
That's a Shira. Yeah, it's written to Shira. That's indicating that it's a poem.
I don't know.
One of them doesn't like that. He doesn't suggest that Tzaddik. This would be a good Tzaddik, that I guess Shanae Tzaddik considered that he said, oh, time that the Magen Avraham is bothered, that it probably was noisy in the shul, that he didn't, that he couldn't always hear, he couldn't always hear the Chazan saying he's here.
Well,
to hear
shofar, I thought that the
lift is
not the
Torah,
the
lift is
the
Shmola,
but it's not based on
the Yitzhak. That's a Shaila, whether it's based on Shanae Tzaddik. The Avni Meza has a Shuvah Dasa. The first, his brother sent him a letter, that he heard from the father of the Avni Meizer at one time when he was young, that the father said, "Based on Shemei Kohen." The Avni Meizer says, "You can't be that making sense. One step in Shemei Kohen has nothing to do." And then this is Yerushel Choshenishpat. He has his letters, miscellaneous Shuvah Tzadim. He has this letter there. And then a few years later, he writes Shuvah Enon that he has Chalat that is based on Shemei Kohen, because the whole study of Shemei Kohen appears in the Gemara Rashon. One study of Shemei Kohen appears in the Sukkah of Avraham Chai by Allah. And the other Sugya Shemei Kohen appeared in the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third Sefer, by Sugya Shemei. Yes. So apparently Shemei is not enough. You have to have Sugya also. You have to have Sugya plus Shemei. How do I have Sugya? So with Shemei, I kill. Oh, you know, you say it's if I blew the Sefer also. If I blow and I don't hear, if I blow and I'm deaf, I'm not yet. If I blow and have earplugs and I don't hear anything, then I'm not yet. You see, we need both Sugya and Shemei. But if you rely on the Baal Pekei and you hear from him, then it's not just you will get there this year. You need the Maita Mitzvah is the Tzkiya, and the Kiyam Mitzvah is the Shkiya. You have to have both together. So how did you do the Maita Mitzvah, the Tzkiya? And the Shemei Kohen is considered as if you did the Maita Tzkiya. That's what Rosh Hashanah used to say all the time, Nei Rav Chaim. You need both the Tzkiya. And the Shemei and Shemei Kohen accomplishes that if you did, you have done the Tzkiya. No, that's what Rabbi Nezer wrote in his first, right, that's the whole answer. Rabbi Nezer wrote in his first, how can you say Shemei Kohen? It's a mitzvah to make noise, to make sound. Let's say, if there were a mitzvah, let's say it's a klap hammer, mitzvah to klap hammer. What happens to klap hammer? One person will klap hammer, say Shemei Kohen, it's a mitzvah to klap hammer. He says, no, it's a mitzvah to make noise. You gotta make noise, you don't say Shemei Kohen to make noise. Let me say Shemei when he's saying words. So that's in his earlier shuva when he sends a letter to the brother. I can say the name of the father that Tzkiya shows up in Shemei Kohen. It does make sense. This is to make noise. And in the later shuva he proves from the Gemara that it's so. So what happened to the Tzkiya? So the son of the answer is, like he suggests now, that Tzkiya shows up is not called the mitzvah to make noise. Like you say, it's a mitzvah of tzila. It's a special form of tzila. It's a tzila without words. It's a tzila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fill in the words that
we don't even know what word to use.
We don't even know what they ask for. We don't even know. Talking out of the room. That's in the Torah. We have so many needs. We don't know what to need, so we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just rest and we cry. Tzkiya is supposed to be from Yichud Gonach Yilul Yolo, supposed to be a cry. To cry to the Baruch Hu, and he should accept it as a prayer. He should figure out what I need, God.
One has to be reciprocal. Both have to be.
That's Shemei Kohen, yeah.
Why did you go and call out?
What do
you think?
Hashem's name? Yes.
From
a
Yom Kippur
here? No, on Yom Kippur he was pronounced Hashem to Shemei Kohen. No, this Gemara goes on learning Torah. This Gemara goes on learning Torah. When a person, that pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekla, was going to tell you, one has different levels of interpretation in that pasuk. The one interpretation is, whenever you hear somebody pronounce Hashem on Torah, you have to give a sheva. You have to dial that and say, Baruch Hashem Kohen Kippur Yom Kippur. One has another, different drosha, when you're about to learn Torah, you should recite the Birchas HaTorah. So how does that fit in? Shem Hashem Ekro? Here it's the same Shem Hashem. So then it explains that when a person is learning Torah, he's discussing Shem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem is speaking of the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah is not only a collection of dinim, what you have to do, what you're not allowed to do. The Torah is a description of the Kush. That's what the Shem is. A description of whatever the essence of the thing is. There are many returns in the Gemara to that. So that's what the Gemara says over here, that there's more of a Hashuah Tashkina. I have Hashem Shari Tzi, and those who are learning Torah, there's a greater Hashuah Tashkina. There, Yaitim Adati Knesi is the part of the Grosha. The Haimah, that's the same memory, Zamar Akhiya Barami Mishmei Duhul, and Yom Shechara, Beis Amig, Beis Shehen Lola, Kodesh Bochu Bai Mamoy, Tela Zalan Abba Shal Alochu Babanim, Kozman, Beis Amig, Dush was Zidin Yonoy, so there was a Hashuah Tashkina, it was Nisan, it wasn't the Giloy, but the Shechina was this. It wouldn't be. The Gemara says one of the five things that was missing with Ayin Shein was the Shechina. What is it? There's no Shechina. There's no Shechina, so what kind of a Beit HaMikdash is? That means there was no Giloy Shechina. You can't say there was no Shechina. But there's no Shechina, so it's not a Beit HaMikdash. What are they wasting their time to drink up water if the Shechina is not there? The Shechina wasn't the Giloy. It was the Helam, it was the Heshta. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, the person wants to enter into the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does he do it? Lifnei Hashem. He comes to the Beit HaMikdash, he lifnei Hashem. The Gemara says, Beit HaMikdash Kaim, what is the greatest way to attain lifnei Hashem, the state of being in the presence of Hashem? By learning Torah, because one learns Torah, is learning about the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and appears there, the Shinoh, this is an end, the Gemara, the end of Tanah. The Shinoh, this is an end, when he learns, and know that he should understand what the essence of Elikus is. That's the Moshe Megumam. Yamshachar Beit HaMikdash. Hevel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Mama. Where is the Masher Shchinasa? It's not HaMikdash, it was Masher in the Mikdash. The Masher in Beit HaMikdash come here, the Masher. It's Masher in the Mikdash Miyad. No, but more than that, it's Masher in the Dalai Lama Shalom. Look, the people alone there have more of a Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Is that
no, we assume that... Yeah, so we assume the Shekhinah lives also in the sky, and the Shekhinah is there on the other side of the country. We can't go there. The Shekhinah is there, we're there. We're not allowed to go. We're standing in front of the Harabayis, the Kaisal Amaravi is the Kaisal of the Harabayis, and further in is the Shekhinah. So we can't go there. Close. Close by. But based on this idea... Shmaita Lidl is the highest level of learning. Yeah, Shmaita Lidl Hilchus is a concept that people run away from today. They think Shmaita Lidl Hilchus means you learn a state of stuck. It's boring. A lot of times we have made a division of the functions. Years ago we used to have an Odom HaSholem. He learned. He learned Halacha, and he learned Medrash, and he learned Tufel, and he gave up stuck Halacha, he learned everything. In recent years we have that the and the yeshivas, they learn Tufel, and then the Rabban and Paskin of Halacha, and then the Mashgiach give the Rus Hashmiach and Hashkofer, and on day it's a specialist, it's a specialization. Then in the more recent years, they have even specialized, when you want to make an Eretz Yekol, this rabbi, you know, when you want to make a Mitzvah Yekol, the other rabbi, when you have a Shaila, and a Chosvig Yekol, the third rabbi, each one, not because you look at the Kula Tehomet, but that is his specialization, this is his specialization. It's like after the Industrial Revolution. Everything is more specialized. This one only puts on one screw on the and the car. The other one puts on the other screw. The other one puts on the doctor. Everyone does one little job. And the doctor's also now. The doctor only knows how to treat this patient. But it has come to the other one. He's another doctor for us. They've broken everything down. Yeah. But years ago, they used to have a shleimer. The people learned everything. So shleimer leaves illness and means a different thing. It doesn't mean like today people have this notion. That's Shmaita Lidl Hilchus means you don't stack a lot of warm and dry and everything. Yeah, very tricky. And it doesn't, the one who passed the Shabbos doesn't know how to learn well. That's not what it means anymore. Shmaita means that he learns the sugya. He learns the sugya with stack a lot. He learns the sugya with all the sheetahs and he learns how to arrive in a maskana. He learns it, the maskana, with stack a lot. That's what the Chazanish likes. Chazanish complains about all the learning and all the yeshivas. He didn't learn any yeshivas. He tried to learn. He went to television. He heard that Bitzalah television was the greatest Baal Mechazel of the generation. He was the biggest Baal Mechazel of that generation. So Bitzalah was saying a shiur. They have in their biography. Bitzalah was saying the whole temple shiur. They were learning Kedushin in the shiur. So they're learning in the first parish in Kedushin. He's more discussing the Dinah Mazeh. The Dibri, and Ebed stays for 6 years. And then if he likes it, because the happiest are then at least in his Barnai, and you make a ritzia, you drill a hole in it, right there remains never till you're... So this will take a shiur, so he said, based on the Gemara, but it's here, that the ritzia has to be the last day of the sheish. Whenever he was told, as an Ebed Dibri, he said, the last day of sheish, when you have only a shavatut of work left to do, that's when you have to do the ritzia. Now, Mr. Lister, that's what it sounds like, so he's giving also a sheish. But the Chazanish was a blocker at that time, he was learning a sheish, and he knew that it wasn't true, because there's an Ishmael Shkolim that says the Echad Ba'odar wrote the Mechavad and lifts up all the things that you do on Rosh Chodesh Adar. You announce that everybody should give Matzah Shekel because you have to collect it on by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you give it every month. And one of the many things that you do is they do it to Ami Avodah. How can it be? Every Eved was sold on the second day of Adar, and the first day of Adar is the last minute of Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, it's not, it doesn't have to be done the last minute of Lev Eshesh. They didn't want to scream out in Liberty Sheets. They went to the bookshelf and they took out a Gemara stuff and got the stuff in the hash column. And they opened it up to the page where it says, that's not a resume. He walked up to the front and he said, it's good, huh? He walked up to the stand of a little thing here. He took the Gemara column on top of the stand and then he walked out. So this was a straw. And he realized he made a mistake, so he apologized, everybody made a mistake, and he closed the Gemara stuff. Chamelish, as a prophet, decided he's not going to go to Yeshua. But this time I chapped him, I knew that what he said was wrong. The next time I won't know whether he said he's going to return to drain me a cup, and he left me shoot it out again. Then he wanted to learn about Chaim, and he wanted to learn about Chaim, but then he heard that there was a problem of Kaddish. Because the Greek was a problem of Kaddish, and he wanted as a prophet, he was also reason I thought he didn't want to. He didn't want his first. So he didn't go there. So he certainly learned on his own. Having learned on his own. So he never went to the yeshiva. So he had 13 anti-yeshiva shiur. He didn't read his one. Had a whole attack against the whole Muslim movement. He didn't like the whole Ashkafa of the Bali Muslims against the Gemara and everything. And he has attacks against the yeshivas that they're not learning properly. They still don't know the people. They don't know how to teach my religion. They don't know how to pass the Mishan. That's what the Gemara says. The highest level of learning is Lasut Yishmai Tzalib Yidei Ochus. So it doesn't mean the way we think today. It doesn't mean a guy who sits and he reads the Sifrei the Kitzur. He reads the Shulchan Aruch with the Tzalib Yidei Ochus. He learns the Gemara and he figures out from the Gemara. It's not the most common. That's what's nice to it. Learn the Gemara. Oh, yeah. That's what the Chazanish did. He used to learn from him. He was a Bacha. He used to learn Gemara. And then Shulchan Aruch. And everybody used to live. What did they need to learn? They said, you're learning tomorrow with the Rishonim and you say Shtikul Torah. And they left for a lot of years and then they stopped laughing. Because when they, years later, 30 years later, he was the only one who knew how to pass the Rishonim. They didn't know. They just knew all the Torah. That was exactly. You used to always tell them they should learn to it and they said, you're also. They never listened. So the Gemara is based on this, and you assume that there's a greater Hashuah Tashkina when a person learns than it is, but if you see it about you in Russia, but they didn't think about the Shachin in the Shliyah. But when the person learns, the Shchina is Kenegdo, so the Gemara says, the Yomar Abaye, based on this, the other hand, Shech Neresh, originally, Havi Gerishma, the Gobeso. I used to learn Torah in my, at home. Um, I spin, I used to daven, I used to daven in Shul, I became the Shmai, and I heard the Omar Akhir by Ram, and I made the Ula, but I heard this memory. In the name of Ula, Miam Shachar, Beit Amid, Shemel, and Kodesh Baruch, and Lama, and Zalam, Shabbat, and Lama, and when I heard this, it is a greater Hashuah Tashkina when the person learns. And the place where the person learns, and there is at a base, and the Migdash Miyat is the best, and the Migdash Miyat is the whole reason why we learned on the previous daf. That it's so important to daven daven in the Beis HaKnesses, not to daven in the Beis HaMedrash. Because Yish HaShem Dehivatza, the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, that's where the Shechina is. If you want to give the Tzilas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, so if Natalie heard in the name of Ula, that is a greater Hashuah Tashkina when the person learns, so he stopped. I stopped going to shul in order to daven. I davened at home in the same place where I learned. When I was learning, the Shechina was there, so the Shechina is still there, so I davened right away. Oh, that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Does it mean it's preferable to daven yechidus as a person who's learning? So it's preferable to daven yechidus from up from where he was learning rather than to go to shul and to daven the Shechina? Does it mean no? That's one of the things. We don't talk about that. We possibly know what it means is, if you're learning in a Beis Medrash, and there are 10 people learning there, and you can daven, you'll have a minyan to Mincha Meir there. But if you go to the big shul, then you'll have a Reivam Hadras Melech, and usually Reivam Hadras Melech is a Hidur. But this is a greater Hidur than Reivam Hadras Melech. If you have a minyan, then it's a great Hidur. But if you don't have a minyan, then it's a Machlekes, or there'll be any quotes on the side of it, it's a Machlekes, and he's asking that you shouldn't daven your Hidur.
Who says the Shiva stay there when he stops talking? Then he goes to the way. That's something, he's going to go to the way. He goes back to the shore.
And how did he know necessarily the father based on this memory? It's a good time.
It's a good time.
That's Abai Yitzchid, that's Rabbani Rabbati also. Abba got to have a little place that they can eat for the Tzveria. They lived in Tzveria. There were 13 shuls in town. They didn't daven in shul. They used to daven in between the pillars of the Beis Medrash, the same place where they used to learn. So they also held like Abaya. Abaya lived in Bogum, they lived in Tzveria, and so they both held the same info. That since there's a greater Hashuah Tashkina, when the people learn, and there is, and the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, so therefore, it's preferable to daven in the place where you learn, rather than to go to shul to daven. That's the machlokes on the Gemara. What it means, even if you go to, even if it means davening to Yechidus, Or not, either. There'll be a minyan, but it won't be a big Krishna, it won't be a big minyan.
So we start to realize that Krishna is going to say it's better off to learn in the better medrash, in the shul, then you don't have to go away, then you have to
learn. That's a very good. Some of them didn't do that because they would be interrupted. There's so many people, so they're going to start losing in that politics. They wanted to learn, yeah, but they wanted to learn in a place where it's nice and quiet. So that's the question, how quiet was it?
That's why it was.
But is it sounding
like?
Is it sounding like?
Is it sounding like?
Well,
there is this monotone.
There is a lot of fun. When is the Shina coming? After you learn? Ah, yes. When you learn, the Shina is connected. After you learn.
That's when the Shina is.
The 10 people come to Shina, and the Shina comes before them. That's a lesser Hashra Tashina. That was working with degrees. So the Gemara says there is Ashra Tashkin on the show. The greater the Ashra Tashkin is, the more chance there is that the pillars will be in the sky. No, that means the roof. That means the roof of the Beit
Medrash.
No, the Beit Medrash roof was supported by the Where were they learning that there were pillars? There were pillars of the Beit Medrash that supported the roof. So you sit down in the same place where you still are. So isn't there some pillars in the middle of the street? Okay, there's more later, and Elamitayim must follow Elamitayim Halacha Pesukim. That if he's going to daven in the middle of a whole complicated Pesukim, he won't be Mechaber and on the other. On the Tfila, the person should finish up his Dinyan and try to learn something very easy, very calm, very Muskim. It shouldn't be involved in Machlokes, and then he should daven. But still, there should be the Tfila.
That's why we have to come on.
The demon, all the demons in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, I thought that's what he meant. But you say there's also an interesting there. This is Yomachlech, this is going to be Halacha Pesuka. Yomachlech, there's nothing to hear out of that. Yeah. There's a lot of Machlech. Yomachlech, we quoted one memory. There are Priya Barami said the name of Ula, and then quoted another memory in the name of Ula. The more is that we're comparing and contrasting two different individuals. One is a Yirei Shamayim, and one is a Gvar Lan Enemy Gia Kappa. So a person who works for a living. What exactly are they comparing over here? Strange comparison. How do you know? Dira Rabbi Yirei Shamayim, Kseev, Asher Yish, Yirei Et Hashem, he's Asher, to praise the person that is a Yirei Shamayim. Dira Rabbi Enemy Gia Yigio, a person who works for a living, if a person works for a living and he has kosher fadim to give, and by the Yirei Shamayim, it doesn't say the Tevloch. It says Ashri Yishirei Hashem. Tevloch likes Yishirei. It only says Ashri. And what exactly is he comparing with you? What is comparing a person who learns on a Tevloch as opposed to a person who works for a living? That's it. So he's on a higher Madrega than the guy who learned.
Well,
is that what the Gemara means to say?
Another story. The one who works for a living in terms of a guy, therefore, as you can live He's bitten the Torah rather than you're not tempted.
And the Reish Amayim means that he's crooked. The Reish Amayim, he learns that he's crooked, huh?
No, he's not exposed.
That's the question. What kind of a comparison is this?
So, why? Why?
What does it mean?
Different fields.
Are they comparing? Yeah, Yerusha Mayim means a holy site that has an ish. Never works. He never works over there. So they're comparing a bala god. You're living with the Chazanish. They're saying that he created an ish. What exactly is the comparison of this? Very unclear. Also, very clearish tickle as you want. I saw some of the portion on the Ayankis say that the pshat is we're comparing two balabatim who both work for a living. But one of them works hard for a living, and he makes a decent finance. And the other one just doesn't want to work so hard. He'll lose the tension. So the Yerushalayim means he doesn't want to work so hard. Out of Yerushalayim, he wants to relax. He wants to have the talk on everybody's own, yeah. He wants to learn a little more. And the other fellow feels that it's not proper that he should, his wife and his children should suffer. They should wear wigs all the time. They shouldn't be dressed nicely. They shouldn't have a nice vacation. They shouldn't have enough food to eat. They shouldn't enjoy life. So some of us would say that's what the Gemara is comparing. And so we're not both, they're both balabas. We're not comparing a tzaddik who doesn't work for a living, a talmid chacham, as opposed to a balabas who works for a living. You can't compare them. They're different areas. They're both are balabatim. And one of them works for a living and he makes a parnasa for the other. And the more is saying that that's better, that he gets out of my zan or my floor. And the other one doesn't. The other one is not getting both out of my zan or my floor. Whatever it is, I should very stick with him. We don't know exactly what he's thinking.
You don't have the money.
The rule says before you should get
or Krishna and Messiah.
Then they get open.
Yes. That if a person wants to...
Why you don't remember
the law? You should go there and go there. Your main object is to learn. That's
the big problem. This Gemara is very sure.
I'm going to try to look at Derek inside, you know?
Yes. It has to be the Derek HaMamus. It doesn't mean the Rebbe HaKadol. It doesn't mean that he lives in extreme luxury. But he shouldn't live the Derek HaKadol either. It's a very difficult man.
Where it comes up, the oldest wife is success, the top of the world, and then it comes along with his
yes. Well, they describe extreme luxury. That is extreme luxury. That's not proper. But the even Yankee writes over here that he thinks that a person shouldn't live with earthly goals. He thinks that that's improper, and that's what the Gemara is contradicting. A person should work a little, should hustle a little bit, and make a decent time run. Whatever that's very sticky. Remember, Abchir Baram in the Shnei Biuli has another memory, the same Amor in the name of Ulo. The Yerlam Yod, the Lord of Mokam Bravo. A person should always try to live near his Rebbe. He can always learn something more from a Tzadik. Shekod Man, how do we know from Tanakh? Shekod Man, Shmuel Amalek was a Talmud of Shimon ben Gera. Shekod Man, Shimon ben Gera, as long as his Rebbe was still alive and he lived near him, ran up to Shlomo's Bastar, he didn't intermarry. With all the wives that he had, he didn't marry a Mitzri. And only after Shimon ben Gera died, Rashi says, if you look in the Tzukim, what is written next to the other? Rashi says, Talmud will be for Shimon. Shimon ben
Gera. It's very hard to see how Shlomo HaMelech was a Talmud of the Rebbe who he killed, who he set out to kill.
He's only supposed to do
when he left. Yeah, when he left, then he killed him.
Right.
But he left Yerushalayim
then.
That's right. I don't know.
Okay, he ran away
from it. But that's what the Gemara says, that he was a Talmud of his. No, there's no keep it out. My father tells me to murder someone. There's no keep it out tells me to murder. No, he's in Bulgaria. He was a
northern mountain.
He was a northern mountain. He's right. He was Chinese anyway. Except that later he said,
I'm
just going to why didn't he take care of him earlier? Like, why didn't Son of Mel bump him off earlier? Because he was a northern mountain.
No, he didn't.
He said, Son of Mel, somebody told him not to do that outright.
Yeah.
So the version that you hear on the Anyakim discussed that. How does that make sense? Why did he tell Kozman you live in Yerushalayim? Don't leave your city.
Yeah.
Kozman you live in Yerushalayim, he didn't kill him. When he left, he killed him. What has he got to do with anything? That could have been.
Shalani was an observation. You have
to put it. It shouldn't be obvious. It shouldn't be obvious. So the Mark claims, I don't know, you have a good question. Mark claims that Shlomo Melech was a Talmud of Shimon ben Gera. Yes, how can it be a Talmud if he's out to get it? That's what she's
saying. Days before and after.
Yeah, but the Mark says that he respected him and he was compassed him. How could he be compassed him if he had instructions to kill him? I don't know. Mark says he did. Mark says he respected him. He called him on that he was alive. But the other Shlomo Melech didn't sin. And only after he died, only after he killed him. Okay, then it says right after that by Yitzchak and Shlomo, it's not right. Should there be okay. Could be. More meters, places, more Yerushalayim, and more Dikdukim and Mitzvahs, and he will be able to follow everything that the Rebbe teaches. But then he shouldn't live near the Rebbe. But if he knows in advance that the Rebbe, he's already embarked on a different path in life, and he knows that he's already won't be able to follow the Rebbe, but then he's going to live near the Rebbe, and it's going to be more of a Limud Chayvah. The Rebbe leads a life of Yerushalayim, and the Talmud lives nearby. He doesn't learn from the Rebbe how to be a Medrashic Mitzvah, how to be a Shemitah and so on. So then it'll be more of a Kitrig on the Talmud. So then it's recommended. He shouldn't live near the Rebbe. But if she shows you in Rashi, says, well, you home indeed. Then Lav Rashi says, and if he knows that he won't be able to be coupled for the Rebbe, he knows in advance that it's not shy. He's already made up his mind, he's not going to be that soon. It's told him, it was better not to live near the Rebbe. He showed you why he made it. Why should he be Nenash? Because of the fact that the Rebbe is there and he's not learning from the Rebbe.
Yeah, or it seems very smart. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just... But he wants to set up his own shul and his own fasting shalit. He cannot live near the Rebbe. He should move to another city and set up
a couple of... It's a different type. That's not the Rebbe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. It doesn't mean that the Rebbe is on
I don't suppose he can give the Rebbe aggravation or just
no,
because
no,
what he's doing is
if a person does, if a person is not so from, so the Bezna Shalmaila will judge him for whatever Madrid he is. But if the person is not so from, this right here person is from. So by contrast, it's more bole. It's more bole that he's not a fact
he's
going to
move away from another city.
You can go ahead and also give me this a Yiddish is but not where the Rebbe is, because he knows that he won't be able to lead that high level of life of Yerushalayim. Isn't that part of Bayal Yoh Anori? It says that that one of the families that he used to visit felt very nervous because it's going to be a kitchen on there. I already forgot the Parsha Melachim. Why? Because the Rebbe is there. If I'm not in Dr. Shalitza, so by contrast, the Tzadik is here, so it's more noticeable, it's more conspicuous that I'm not in Dr. Shalitza. The Rebbe is not here, so it's not that big. It's such a similar idea that Noah has over here. That if the Talmud is not kailish to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe lives in close proximity, so it's more of a kitchuk on the Talmud. It's better than, if he knows it in the end, he's not going to be comfortable, it's better that he shouldn't look at it. It's better to look near the Rebbe and yet to be comfortable. I'm not worried about Yehuda.
What?
That's because he was a Marv and Malchus. Look, he was saggy. Still, he, Rashi says, he made a Marv. He might seem to say that he was comfortable to him and stay in Yerushalayim. Amar Avon by Yehuda Amar Amar Rabbi Nachem Amar Abami might just be Lazi Hashem Yichlo. The Navi says a punishment for the people who desert the Rabbani Shalom. The deserters will die. What do you mean they're deserting the Rabbani Shalom? What is it? They're leaving, deserting the army. What are they doing? The Gemara says, what is the Pasuk that curses? Zeh HaMinech Tetetero Pasuach Yishul Pasuach. When they open up to say the Torah and Shul for Kriyas HaTorah, this guy walks out in the middle of Lehi. That's a violation of the Yerzi Hashem, Yichluf, he's deserting the Rebbe Shlom. He walks out the middle of Kriyas HaTorah.
Even if he heard
Kriyas HaTorah. Even if he heard Kriyas HaTorah.
Yeah.
What if he didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah? Then Abadi has to be Yerzi Kriyas HaTorah. And that's if he heard Kriyas HaTorah, it was Yerzi already. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is, Ma'ira. And if you're Aloha, I'm in Zin, it's Ma'ira. What does it mean? The whole Gemara is going to discuss when you're allowed to leave, when you're allowed to not allowed to leave. Because that's just the whole story. That he's davening in the early dominion. Because if he, and now he's stuck about the later dominion. He's not allowed to walk out in the middle of the lane. But if he didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, that he has to say. In Ami Yishlaim, I quote that the Mohammed, the Ramban, Mohammed can get right that the Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayit HaTorah Tzibur, it's not a Chayit HaTorah Yachid. So there is no chayv to yochid. I'm not looking. Even if I daven, in zechin, you have to daven in yeshua. You have to daven with a minyan. You have to try to daven with a minyan. You should try to daven in yeshua. But there is no chayv on each and every individual person to try to hear kriyas haTorah. It's no chayv. The tzibur, if you have 10 people davening together on Shabbos morning, on Monday or Thursday, then there's a chayv on that tzibur that they should have kriyas haTorah. So let's say you have a big shul, you have 300 people davening in yeshua. So if you have 290 people will walk out and 10 people will remain, so there was a tzibur of 300 people. Now the tzibur shrank a little bit, instead of 300, now it's 10 people. So you still have a tzibur, the fact that a tzibur of 10 people daven shacharis together, that's mechayev that the tzibur should lengthen it up there. So you have 10 people will remain behind, and they'll lengthen it because 290 people will go make kiddush and hoyu, then they come back to Musaf. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramban in Megillah, that perhaps is not so big. Maybe this Gemara goes even if he didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. The Yechidim are not Mechuyis to hear. Every individual Yachid is not really obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah, the Ramban says. It's only Achayv HaTzibur. The Tzibur is Mechuyis to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Ah, so that's what the Gemara talks about. The Yishuv not leaving the Tam Kavan HaTorah. But there's no problem. How can you leave? You're not going to hear Kriyas HaTorah. You're not Mechuyis. If you leave him, you don't hear Kriyas HaMegillah. Every individual person is Mechuyis to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaMegillah. But you don't say every individual person is Mechuyis to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The desire of leaving is Kriyas HaTorah. As the Hashem Yichlo, those who desert the Shechina should be punished with Kilayon only applies when they've already opened the Kriyas HaTorah. And they didn't open it yet, so if you leave before the Kriyas HaTorah, it's okay. So that's the shot. When do you leave? You're going to miss Kriyas HaTorah? He has the big shot. But that's the Ramban, the Rav Kalalechik, said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, was always very masked to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And even when he would be traveling on a train to go to an Asifas Rabbanim or something, so he would always, even though he would daven b'chidus, but the Kriyas HaTorah, he would always make a point that he would go to shul on Monday or Thursday and make sure that he heard, he would get together people and make sure that he has a minion for Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah, the Kriyas HaTorah is a chayv tayachid. Even on Monday or Thursday on Shabbos open. His other grandfather, Belgian prisoner, told the Rav as a young child before Bar Mitzvah, he says, when you go to the other day, the Rav Chaim, go tell him that he's wrong. He says, it's Ramban and Megillah. This Ramban, that's the Mishnah Berurah quote. You think the Seder's Kriya Sefer is not a Seder Sefer Kiva. The Gemara in the first parish in the Gemara, the Gemara has an Achleik.
It is a Seder Sefer Kiva.
Only, it's only a Seder Sefer Kiva. It's not a Seder Sefer Kiva. That's how the Shari Ephraim writes. That's the Shaila Allah Kala Maisa. It says in the Rishonim that once they gather together on Shabbos to daven, and they daven Shabbos, and then the Crusaders started marching through town, everybody ran to their life, and everybody was hiding, and then they didn't get together for the rest of Shabbos, and they didn't lay Kriya Sefer, that Shabbos. So the Rishonim said that next Shabbos, when they lay in Parshas Bo, they should lay in the Va'era Bo. They should combine the two Seders together. So they have a lot of dealing with Shulchan Aruch about that. If you miss the Kriya Sefer at one Shabbos, for the next Shabbos you should be Mechaber two Seders. So the Shari Ephraim writes in Hilchos Kriya Sefer that comes on my goals as a separate paper. They write it only by Medvam Amun, Kimai to Shehoya. If the people were gathered together, so they became a Chuyus Lebein Kriya Sefer, then, I'll be honest, they weren't able to, so then the Chuyus Lebein Tashulim, so to speak, have to lane Ba'il above next Shabbos. But if there was a snowstorm and nobody went to Shul at all, they didn't go to Shul at all. There was no Chiyus Kalein at all that Shabbos. So then he says, there's no Chiyus Kalein both Sedras next Shabbos. You can ding Zach. That's what the Shari Ephraim writes. You can ding Zach. You can ding Zach that even if you hold like this Ramban, that Chiyus Kalein is only a Chiyus HaTzibur, but still the Tzibur has a Chiyus Kalein in all the Parshas HaShavua, all the Kol HaTzibur in the course of the year. So if one week they missed
the Tzibur did, so this group didn't do it, but the
Tzibur
did.
Here there was a close door.
Yeah, and another
group. In New Jersey they lay.
Yeah.
In Queens they didn't lay. New Jersey lay.
Good. Why was it going to Israel?
Yeah.
And the last guy was there. That was the problem.
No, it's not a problem. This word goes on not to be Mavazah to say the Torah by leaving in the middle when you say Torah is off. So don't be Mavazah. Mishnah Berurah just raised the question, why do you have to worry about, why do you have to discuss Isha being Mavazah to say the Torah? How can he walk out? He's going to miss the Mitzvah of Kriya Sefer? He's going to miss the Mitzvah. Did he say Hafel Maskinon that he has a more important, a more pressing Mitzvah that he has to take care of? So therefore, Mitam, the Mitzvah of Kriya Sefer, he's relieved, but he still has to do it in such a way that he should be Mavazah. Okay. That could be the Shat and the Gemara. But the Mishnah Berurah understood that it doesn't seem to be talking about such a special case. That he has some pressing mitzvah that's more important. It sounds like he's just walking out. The fact is, walking out to make it.
We're talking about whether it's men and the one goes out to battle the minion.
We'll see. Tracy has one shot like that. So when he walks out, there's no minion. We'll soon see in a minute. Call the Lachash Ezer Oysa the Rabbi, Talmud Oysa the Rabbi. Any service that a slave is obligated to do for his master, a Talmud is obligated to do for his master. So the Gemara says, Mamish, every single Malacha has to do even very menial Malachas. The Gemara says, people will be choshes that he's an Ezer tonight. They won't realize that he's a Benchur. And one is not permitted to put himself into a situation where people will think that he's a lower level of Yichis. So the Gemara says, it depends. If the Talmud is wearing tefillin, and the fact is not a Gemara was, and a Nevet Tzinai never wore tefillin.
Mara says in Gittin Daf Mem, it's Rabbi Gimel Chol Tzilin of Yotzim Lachir. If the Rebbe encourages his Rebbe Tzilin to wear Tzilin, it's like a public demonstration of Hadron's God being made and done, then he must have freed him already, he must have been the Shachlin. Because otherwise, what's the Rebbe doing wearing Tzilin? It was never heard of. The Avodah never wore Tzilin. So if the Gemara says in the end of the first verse in Tzilin, if the Talmud is wearing Tzilin, and no one in his right mind will be choshed that he would have excited to know the Rebbe Tzilin, this would have excited, that he can even do the most minimal malachas to carry the Rebbe's clothing to the Beis HaMerkaz and to fill up the Tzilin and whatever is necessary. But if he's not wearing Tzilin and by doing real menial services, people may think that this fellow, this Talmud is really not exciting, then he's not allowed to do the real menial malachas. What if a Talmud is in the presence of his Rebbe and he's chelis tefillah? So the act of removing tefillah in the presence of the Rebbe is in a certain sense a demonstration, I'm not going to do all the malachas that I'm chelis to do, I'm going to do less. Because called now that he's wearing tefillah, he's obligated to do the maximum. Call malachas Rebbe, that's the Rebbe, the Talmud is the Rebbe. So if he's chelis tefillah, this may rabbi, that's the result. But that's what the Gemara says. You're not letting Gemara in the end of chelis, Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin, so chelis says, if you're not allowed to remove tefillin in the presence of the melech, he's through. In other words, if someone took off his tefillin, the presence of the melech, that was an act of murder the melech. Why is it murder the melech? It's also the same thing. If you remove your tefillin, so you're not permitted to serve the king to the same extent that you're able to if you are wearing tefillin. Because if you're wearing tefillin, you can do very menial services, because it will not bring upon you any chashad that you're never trying. So somehow the Gemara applies the same to a sefer Torah. Or the, I don't know if the Gemara does or the first king does. So for now, they apply to a sefer Torah. That if you remove your tefillin in the presence of the sefer, it's also sort of a demonstration that you're not prepared to do all of the malachas that you would have otherwise been able to do. While you're wearing it, you can do more things. You can do more. That's the reason I think in the Shulchan Aruch, why it's considered a bizarrian to the Rav and to the Sefer Torah and to the Melech to remove the Tzilin, because of that Gemara at the end of the first Parakim tradition. That's what the Seder HaDeres is with his people. And when they go to the Torah, they time of the Shad of Tzad. But he writes, he lists off, Seder HaDeres lists off half of the Sefer goes chronologically. It goes from the Bria Tzolom until the Sefer Shonim. And the other half of the Sefer goes alphabetically. He lists off all the Tanoim and all Amoraim alphabetically. And he quotes all of the Kairos, all the Gemaras, all the Midrashim that give you the historical background of the Tanoim and the Amoraim. So under Rabbi Yechanan, he puts together all the Gemaras, and sometimes he comes up with this interesting interpretations of Tanoim. And the Oris in the back of the Gemara sometimes, all with historical comments. He touches on the Gemara. There's a Gemara in the end of the Gemara in the end of Hamaskir in Bavna Siyah, where there's a seal in the Mishnah about a Shomer doing Hashavas Apikot into the Bible. So the Gemara says there's a seal between the Reisha and the Sefer. The Reisha goes like Rabbi Akiva, the Sefer goes like Rabbi Shmuel. I think it's next to the land of Interes Hamaskir. So the Gemara says it's impossible for the Niyash of the Mishnah to leave the Chatan. It must be Reisha, Rabbi Akiva, the Sefer, Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara calls up. Yechanan says, Man in the Targum Chodesh. The Mishnah talks about Chodesh, giving back a barrel. Shana makes a Hashav on a barrel. Rabbi Yechanan says, Man in the Targum Chodesh, Aliba Dechad Taneh. Whoever will be able to give me Taish in this Mishnah that it goes, Aliba Dechad Taneh, it's not Reisha, Rekiva, Sarah, Reisha. My Vilna Monei, Pasrei, the Bey Masnusa. I personally, Rabbi Yechanan is so old, he says, any young Amanshek will give me Pshat in this Mishnah that if it's in this one Tana, I will be so indebted that out of gratitude to him, my Vilna Monei, Pasrei, the Bey Masnusa, I will carry his clothing after him to the Beis HaMerchot, like a Talmud has to do for the Rav. So what's the significance of that statement? That is, the Rav puts together all the Gemara. So he says, because there's a Yishami, the Beit Yosef quotes this in Hilchot Tefillin, there's a Yishami that says, Rabbi Yechanan was a very sickly person. And all summer and all winter he didn't wear tefillin. In the summertime that he didn't wear tefillin shalosh. Tefillin shalosh, he wore tefillin shalosh, he didn't wear tefillin shalosh. Tefillin shalosh, wear under your sleeve, no one sees. Tefillin shalosh, that's what you can see. So tefillin shalosh, the Gemara says, in the winter time he always had to wear a hat and he shouldn't get sick. In the summertime he was going to get sunstroke. There were only a few days in the year, in the springtime, and in the fall that he would wear Tzon Shalosh, and the rest of the year didn't wear. He had decided that he didn't wear it all. He didn't wear it all. So Rabbi Yechanan didn't wear Tzilim, but he didn't wear Tzilim to the dinner that he's not allowed to do the menial services for their Rav. So he says that, I don't care, Rabbi Yechanan says, if someone will give me the Emeset Pshat in this Mishnah, I will do such a menial service for him, I'll carry his clothes to the Beit HaMerchot, even though the din says that you're not supposed to,
that someone might be chayshid that I'm an Eretz Yisrael. I don't care. I'll be so indebted and so grateful. The Rebbe gives me the Eretz of Shad, even my own red filling, I'll do it anyway.
You
read the show, yeah, yeah, Tommy people didn't see that. That's how the Seder HaZer is suggested, Shad. Rabbo would lead. If he had a lead, he would lead then Gabba the Gabba. Because it's not, it's only called Masha says the Torah Pasua. The Gabba the Gabba is not Pasua. Great Masha, the boy of Papa, what's our Lachabin Sukkah with Sukkah?
Mahu?
What about in between one Pasuk and the other?
What does that mean?
That's still Pasua. That could be made Sukkah with
Sukkah.
The Meturgamah, that's the shot. There's a Meturgamah. We can't visualize what's going on. It's not a Talmud, he's got a Meturgamah. So they Sukkah with Sukkah, the Meturgamah is giving the whole speech, but he's not letting me create a Torah. The war has a trophy. They're not finished with this Aliyah.
You
know
what the
They're not finished with the Aliyah. You're holding in the middle of the Aliyah, in the middle of the Kriyas HaTorah. But they're not, at this moment, they're not laying Kriyas HaTorah. There's a pause now when the Pilgrim is speaking. So now he's holding up the Rosh. He's teaching Tosh about that. Talking to Tosh about I don't think it really matters whether it's covered up or not. I don't think it really means then Gabba the Gabba because they put a mental over it. I don't think it's a minute to put a mental over. It's me when they say Mishadar, they put a mental over. They don't say Mishadar without to put a mental over. Huh? Well, there's no straight, they don't have to cover up. Yeah. There's still a Gemara says between one and the other, they cover the cover. They're not playing right, even though this Pasuah. Even though this Pasuah. That's not, Pasuah means in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. It's not called in the middle. But the Gemara has Breila Prophet Hashem, the big Sukkah with Sukkah in the Torah. The one is speaking now. Is that considered a design out there to leave in the middle of the time? So why is this take? What's the deal? What is this? Take of the rice or take of the rabbanim?
It's just
a take of the
tree,
Moses.
It's too smart.
Yes. That's more so than a gobble of that. In Sukkah of Sukkah, the Gemara says, take of that's a shayla. That's a sofa. So the Mishan said, you go to Chumna. Why do you go to Chumna? Because he turned around, instead of facing the Sefer Torah, he would put his face toward the other direction, and he would learn. Goris means he's here, so Torah Shabbat, he would learn. Why? Amar, like Zavun, Anam B'didam, Dina B'ditu. They're learning Torah Shabbat. And I'm minding my business, I'm learning Torah Shabbat. Oh, so this is the Shabbat, this is what takes us here. What's going on here?
Why was he in the Hadar Abba? Why didn't he just sit the way he is and learn?
One question is, what is he in the Hadar Abba? Why do you have to turn his back to the Sefer Torah, keep look this way, and don't pay attention to the Sefer Torah, learn the Torah Shabbat there? Then how are you allowed in the Torah? How are you permitted to learn? The Gemara says you're not permitted to learn in the Torah Shabbat there. That's what takes us here. Not only are you not permitted to walk out, even if you're there in the shul and you're staying, you're not permitted to engage. You're stating you're not permitted to engage in divrei Torah. Let's take a discussion. In the title of Amin, this is a pair of Zion, that's what it says. My Bechzibu, Yepizkoi. And when they opened up, it says, and say, and again, you pair of tests, that they link the episode and you do for this by Shani. So they opened up the Beis Hamidrash on Rosh Hashanah. And Ezra got an Aliyah. Ezra was a Kohen and got the first Aliyah. So when he opened up the Sefer Torah, Omdu called home. Everybody stood up. So the Gemara says, Omdu doesn't mean they stood up. It doesn't mean you have to stand up. That's only a chumra from the Ma'am Ritzmerg that he said the proper thing is to stand up Shas Kisra. But Mikarad, then he also agreed he don't have to. Ma'am Ritzmerg and Balabatim didn't stand up. He stood up in the Balabatim sat. So it's a serious position, huh? So he had other things that they found dreams, but this was not. This was not doing blockage. This was not. But the mezuzah was a dream. He had a dream that they were angry why he learned from the Beit HaMedrash that didn't have a mezuzah. So then he put on the mezuzah and he got another dream. Good, good, good talk.
Therefore, I said, Mr. Rock, put him in the on a based on Medrash. Because the Manmutmud has been had a few dinim that are based on Jews. No, but this is not based on the Jews. This Manmutmud had his own Midas Chassidus to stay, as the Rishonim said. The Balabatim sat, and he stood, not that Mikra didn't help you have to stand, and he insisted that everybody should stay. That was his rule.
You
insist that
you
have
a stand, whether
it's
a stand.
Well, Rashi Feinstein says that. Oh, that's the problem. If the rabbi is sitting and the young guy from the yeshiva is standing, so that's not the achar. That's not the achar to the rabbi. So if the rabbi sits, so everybody should sit also. I mean, that's the Mamrut Mark was the rabbi in the shul. So that's a violation of Blessed Gadadu, the Rishon say this. Moshe Feinstein thinks that it's not proper. Moshe Feinstein thinks that it's beneath the Blessed Gadadu, some stand and some sit. He thinks if you're not for sure that half of the people in the shul are going to sit, even those who would like to stand are not allowed. But others point out that in the Rishonim it says the fairs not to them. Amritma's practice was to stand, and he alone was the only one who stood. And all the Balabakim and the Shul sat, and he didn't even encourage them to stand. Because Mikra didn't, you don't have to, because that Gemara says in Saitara, who could this guy, when they opened up to say the Torah, for they created a Torah for Ezra, for the first Aliyah. Omdu called Omdu, the Gemara says, Omdu doesn't mean that they stood up. Ein amid al ashtiko, shenemam, they quote a puzzle. So the Gemara comments on that puzzle, came shenit ha-sevitar, also was sat there. Omdu means that you're not permitted to shoot. You're not permitted to carry out a discussion. Aziva bedvar alochi. You're not permitted to talk, even in learning, you're not allowed to talk. The Taisha says, what's going on here? Fine. Agmar says, you're not allowed to leave. Oizhi Hashem Yichli, you're not allowed to leave. Says, didn't leave. But you're not allowed to stay in shul and learn something else either. Also, let's stop our people to debate there. That's the Rishonim, all the Rishonim are bothered with the Kash. The Taisha gives several explanations. The one answer they give is the Yeshua, but the Hasamari, the Kol Ram, that Gemara goes, you're not allowed to be Mustafa, to be very Torah, but Ra'al Locha, and you're going to talk and learning out life, and you're going to call Kriyat HaTorah. So you're going to interfere, going to disturb those who are learning Kriyat HaTorah. But in our Gemara, Sheikh is going softly, but not, huh? So that's not a problem. How did Mr. Buddha say, so how is he going to be able to create that prayer?
Yeah,
he has it. He gives us two answers. Either Hamanat Kinnan, he is out by the first minion, or that there is no Chayyavah to create that prayer. There is a Chayyavah, there is a Chayyavah, there is a Chayyavah. There are two answers on this. There's another answer. Chayyavah gives another answer. Here they don't give that answer. How do we send to Rav Chayyavah for the Sadi Nohar? And one should be chav, Yatav Hashem Yom and Alter. So one who's blind can never get an aliyah, because he's not a mother. The one who got the aliyah had a lane, Kriyat HaTorah. So Rav Sheshit can never get an aliyah. If he can't get an aliyah, he's not mechuyah, then Kriyat HaTorah. A blind person is not mechuyah, then Kriyat HaTorah. So since he's not mechuyah, so he's permitted, that's what Tamar Shem says, Anam Bididan, the Inu Biditu. The people, Inu means those people who are able to see what... The democracy is prohibited to talk in the very Torah in the middle of the lightning. That's what other Balei Yatsai say. There's a certain place called the Tanah, the first half has like that. But that doesn't quote that in. So the first answer that he gives is that Gemara in Seita that says you're not permitted to learn. You're not permitted to learn in the middle of Kriyat HaTorah, you're going to learn to call Ram and interfere with those who want to hear Kriyat HaTorah. But if you learn the Nachas, it's Mutter. I said, what did he tell you? Back to the Seita Torah for? Let me do that for. Right, you call Mahadarati, but to do that for that person to remove the mashma. I've got Mahadarati, she here, can you get the Torah? Nevertheless, you have to dummy. It doesn't mean Mahadarati, the doctor, the head there for that sheish, it's as long as he comes back to the Sefer Torah. If he would be facing the Sefer Torah, he wouldn't have a head there. No, it takes the sense of no. It's a bigger head there if he's facing the Sefer Torah and alerting. It's even permitted, if you have a shtender in here, and his shtender is in this corner, he's even allowed to turn his back to the Sefer Torah, learn in the corner, and it doesn't look like Ozi Hashem Yichlu. It's not a violation of Ozi Hashem. That's what Taisha says. Mahadarati is a reverse of Kama Ashmola. Even to turn you back to the Sefer Torah is also Mutter. The Taisha says, Taisha, and that's why he says, he's another terrorist that doesn't appear here. We love you to stay over that terrorist. Taisha says, Taisha says, no. Not that Mahadarati is a reverse, but even if you turn it back, it's also Mutter. The heck, it was only in Mahadarati. If you're facing the Sefer Torah, then it's also the Sapra to the Sefer Torah. If you're not facing the Sefer Torah, then it's Mutter the Sapra.
Yeah,
because
I'm facing you, but I'm not listening to you. But if I turn around, I'm doing something wrong.
But if you turn around, it looks like a bigger
thing.
But the Rashi already thought that shot.
It says in the Yeridaya, that's the problem. It says in the Yeridaya that one is obligated to give cover to the Tzedekah. So one of the deem of cover is you're not permitted to turn your back to the Tzedekah. So we discuss. But how did the Tzedekah happen to rub stay in front of the Tzedekah? Because now the Tzedekah is in a different shoes. But in the name of the Tzedekah, the is not in a different shoes. How can you say that Shesh is Mahadur Abba Hafen is coming back? Not that Tzedekah, unrelated to everything. How is he allowed to turn his back to the Tzedekah? It's against she follows us, you know, they say, well, whatever you're going to do, you're not going to send it back to the Tzedekah, it's an Asecha Tzedekah, you're not going to send it back. So the Prima Gordon asked that question. What's going on here? So the Prima Gordon, the whole Tzedekah Tzedekah says, the sum of the verse is that since the Tzedekah Tzedekah was on a Shulchan, and the Shulchan is having a Tzedekah Tzedekah, so just like when it's in the Yom Kedish, it's in the Shulchan Bishnei Atzmo, and the sum on the Shulchan is also in the Shulchan Bishnei
Atzmo.
Whoever has the back to the Sefer Torah is not the Eitz. He said that the Gemara says in Erevin that in order to, you have to have a minion to create a third. What they said, then you have to have 10 people in one room. If you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in another room, it says, you know, the Shulchan Aruch cannot mitzvah to a minion. And if you have all the 10 people in the same room, they are mitzvah to a minion. What if the Chazim is having a Chazor Tashad, and this one is walking back and forth over here, this one is walking over here, everyone is walking in a different direction, they're paying attention to the Chazor Tashad, but everyone was walking in a different direction. So the din is, as long as 10 people in the same room, they're all still so many. But the Kriya Sateres, when it appears in the places in Saita and Daphne Amateres, that that's not enough that you have 10 people in the same room, they're still so many. They're only the spirit of the minion of Kriya Sateres, who play a Nela Sefer. In Sefer Nehemiah, when it describes when they made the Kriya Sateres and Rosh Hashanah and Ezra got the Aliyah, so it says the Kittis come, the Kolaram, and he says Baruch Atah Hashem and Boreach, and he says the Tzrach, the Kriya Tzatera, and the whole description, how they learn what, same as we do today, Baruch Atah Hashem and Boreach. So it says that it sounds in the Pasuk, not exactly, it sounds in the Pasuk that all of the people in the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis Sheni were facing the Balkarim, who was in the middle of the Azara, or wherever it was that he was laying there. So that's success from the status of Satan with a fear that that's the cooler, that if you don't have all of the people facing the Balkarim, whoever it does, the face is like Yezir. The front of people in the front don't have to turn around. No. It's not an Avera. Maybe it's not an Easter. The people don't turn around. Maybe that if I'm an Easter, they'll turn you back. That's for sure. But you won't be resting for this, I'll tell you. But he said that whenever, when they lay in the shul, that he's in the office, he's just diving in the front of the stand. He used to have his face. He used to face the front of the shul. So whenever he would pay attention, sometimes it would slip his mind and he would suggest that he have his back to the Kriya Tzatera. He says, whenever he would pay attention, he'd always be ma'adir to turn around in order to face the Sefer, to be ma'adir for that Sefer to the Sefer. And whoever is not facing the Sefer is not mature to the need. So he thought that this was the deer in the Sefer to the Sefer. That Hashem is ma'adir after the Kriya Tzatera, but not the Rabbusha. Even if he's ma'adir after the Zawisha, it doesn't look like he's ma'adir, like our Sefer says. No, that's the Sefer says, the Hefer is only the ma'adir after. If you're not facing the Sefer Tzatera, you're not mature to the need of the Kriya Tzatera. So then you're not going to pay attention to the Kriya Tzatera. If you are facing the Sefer Torah, if you are the Torah, if you are part of this minyan, if you are part of this tibur, so then there's a din, I'm going to come on, and I'm going to be able to speak, and you have to pay attention. Yeah. Hakadosh. Yeah, but
Bir
HaKadosh is special. Kodem Ha'ivah Lachavela, that's a different drosha. Amor Lahem, Kodem Ha'ivah Lachavela, Amor Lahem, Kodem Ha'ivah Lachavela, like one speaks to a friend, he speaks to him, can I get fun of him? So too, the bracha has to be given pardon to negative pardon. But that creates a terror, that's not the meaning of bracha. You don't need pardon to negative pardon. Let's say, I stand behind the balkar. So I'm not facing the balkar, I'm facing the back of the balkar. That's okay, as long as I'm facing the Sefer Torah. Everyone who wants to be racing has to be facing the Sefer Torah. So that's another answer that Satan gives. Another answer that Satan gives. So far, what do we have? Three answers. The first answer of Satan was that if you learn the Kol Namuch, and you don't disturb the people who are learning, it's mutter in the staff of the debate. I want to say Mahadir Atim or Rebusa Nokar. Even if you turn your back, it's not considered a bizarre under Sefer Torah. It's not considered as if he was Yaitse. As if he's Miriam Sefer Torah of Yaitse. It's not considered as Yashan Yechel. And the second answer we said was that it depends whether the people are blind or the people can see. And non Bididan means anybody like you can't see Bididan. So we have no shaykhs to turn to the staff. So we're not afraid to create that third. In the name of, you don't have to pay attention. But it's not a shulchan, we don't say the shulchan is a difference. So that's what we're talking. Maybe it's an Issa, maybe it's not an Issa. But the discussion itself, the Issa Yishanim, it sounds like there is no Issa. So you point out that's correct. This heter, because the garden is only called Ma, then it's not a shulchan. But when once you go have there, and then someone's holding it, then the one that has to then after you say the shulchan, then you have to be careful not to turn it back to the Issa. Abad? Anything else? No. Yeah, no, we're assuming it's from this kind of mystery. But the one day that he suggested, one day that he's not a comment, that he's kind of mitzvah, but he's not kind of kriyas haTorah. Because he's not permitted to lay me, that's the lashon. I'm not the divan, they know the two. The people who can see, they have to learn kriyas haTorah, so they're not allowed to learn the haTorah. I'm not the divan, but I can't see anyway, so I have nothing to do with the kriyas haTorah, so I'm not mitzvah to the meaning. That's our Tam Yishan and Ramsha. Then Taisi gives another shot. Rav Alpes and the Rish and the Gila Kostav, the Halach of Gedolus, the Persian, the Rish quotes in the name of the Goyim, the Halach of Gedolus, that is Yesha Masor Achlini of Yachal Vilmo. Our Yesha Masor Ki Mimo, Lo? If you lead him to the minion, and he's going to be Mahabrat, he's not going to pay attention to the first verse, and he's ruining their mitzvah. He's making it possible to fulfill the Chaydash at Tibur, so let him clear the first. But that's the Shuri not allowed to do. That's the Gemara in Saito. Also the top rapid of the debate first. But our Gemara goes, is the minion without him? But if the others are not going to pay attention, then it's no good. There's four people from the first minion who already heard Kriyas HaTorah, so if they're kind enough to wait for the whole second minion, you have 10 people, 6 who need Kriyas HaTorah, 4 who don't need it, so you can learn Kriyas HaTorah because the rest people do it. But if you only have 6 people on the Kriyas, so then it says that it's not proper to learn. So the Chayyarim says the same on the Tani Kriyas, 6 people first, the 4 people who are reading, so you can learn Kriyas HaTorah. So Rashi kind of, but he didn't think that was a good martial law. He thought it was not too stuff. He says, when you have Sheni Vachamishi or Shabbos, and the second minion, you only have 6 people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah yet, and the 4 left over from the first minion who already heard Kriyas HaTorah, that they're prepared to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, it's true, they're not Mechuyas to hear again. But if they'll hang around, they'll have a key. So they're paying attention. So you have 10 people who the might are fulfilling. You have Mechuyas, 6 out of the 10 are Mechuyas. Okay, so 6 are Mechuyas. And all 10 are being right to Kriyas HaTorah. There's a kingdom, but it said on a sign of Sibur, whoever is not there, who doesn't have a key in front of him. And the laning is not the laning of Sheni Vachamishi. You don't make Parshas Shmos, you make like Chalos.
Yeah, my Kriya is different.
A Shaila. But let's say not on a Sheni Vachamishi. Let's say on a Wednesday, Tuesday. Let's say they're laying something that only has the shackles of the time. So we don't find it that the person is not shifting, he doesn't have any key components. If you have no key components, all Kriyas HaTorah doesn't mature then.
I'm sure since it was enough that there were six people who are fasting. You only have six people fasting, period. But you don't have to fast at all. You have to have 10 people. You have to have raised minyanism, please. And then you have a whole minyan. You say, with the kakula, it's a chiyuv. You have to have 10 people. Raise my fuma, mechiyuv, and create a tzedakah. The only time it helps if raise my mechiyuv is if it will be stuck. When you'll be laying, the kriya will be mature, so all 10. But those poor people who are eating, they don't have any kiyum and matanis at all. So what do you mean? They're mature for the minyan to create a tzedakah. They have no kiyum and matanis of laying back up. He thought that was very difficult. He thought that the chayyadim tushbel, for a normal shayyadim achanishi, if you have 6 people who didn't hear laying yet, and 4 who heard, then you say, well, the people are you can learn again. So what then I'm the other kind of people? He thought that was very difficult. He thought that it shouldn't be so.
Well, where's our member in center?
Three?
Our member in
center is three. That's a different word. That's based on the Chassam Sefer. It's true, the Chassam Sefer is mistake to say that the Kriya Satorah and the Tidus people are Sakana Satanai. Just like you have to lay on Shem HaMishin on Shabbat, you have to lay on Yom HaSen, you have to lay on Chanukah. The minute Sakana, you have to lay on a Tidus people, even if nobody's fasting. You have to lay. I mean, the only Shabbat is no one's fasting. So what do you mean? What are you having at Kriya Satorah? That the people who get their leaders have to be the Mishnah. It's mistaken to say that maybe you can even give all the people who are not Mishnah. But that's the Shem HaSamsev. Let me suggest maybe HaSamsev, they suggest maybe the Christian teaching about the other day. That issue about the Chayyidus Kriya Satorah the other day is not. But that's based on it. Maybe you don't need any Mishnah to have the Chayyidus Kriya Satorah. This is a Yom Shechibu B'Chachamim to lay Kriya Satorah. But you have 10 people you have to lay. The only thing you're trying to do is going to get the Aliyahs. You should give the Aliyahs to people who are fasting. Won't be any problem of turning with that.
But they put it in the middle for a different reason.
Rambam writes, you have to have the shulchan in the middle when they lay in order that everybody should hear Kriya Satorah. So the Kesef Mishnah writes on the side of that Rambam, Kesef Mishnah lived in the 1500s. So he says, how come all over Spain they don't have the shulchan in the middle and have it up in the front? The Rambam says, you have to have the middle. So he says, there it is, because the Rambam gave the reason why. The reason that the Rambam says is, in order that everybody should hear Kriya Satorah, that if you have a gigantic shulchan, one of them, you have a little shtimul, even if the shulchan is all up in the front, everybody will hear Kriya Satorah. So you write the Mishnah itself. That's Mishnah like the Mishnah itself. And later, in the days of the Reform, in Hungary and all over in Europe, they used to have the shuls where they had the shulchan in the middle. And this is one of the early takanas of the Reform congregations, to move the shulchan all the way up to the front. So the Chassam Sefer, and after him all the other Gedolim, and the Sid, and many others, not only from Hungary, some other countries, they got all touchy about this. And they said, you can't move the shulchan to the front. Either because Mishnah says that you can, based on the Rambam, but he said, no. The Rambam gave one reason why you have to have the shulchan in the middle, that everybody should hear Kriya Satorah in the Drush of Tachacham. The Chazan, where somehow the Rambam is not so worried about. So they won't hear the Chazan. The Chazan Dabin in the front. Just the Rav, when he gives the Drush, and the Balkari, the Rambam says, that has to be in the middle of the shulchan that everybody should hear. So the Chazan Seif and the other is right. But although that's the reason that the Rambam gave, and the definition of that's the only reason in there, but you have a little steeple, you don't need the whole bit, you can have the shulchan in the front to lay. But they think that it's not necessarily correct, it's an additional reason. It has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like the Chassam Sefer writes in the shul, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to construct the shul in a lot of sense, with respect to a lot of things, the shul has to be constructed similar to the Beis HaMikdash. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeah was in the middle, so the shulchan has to be in the middle because the shulchan is mechuber and connected to the mizbeach. Which mizbeach was in the middle? What mizbeach? Like the mizbeach hazor or the mizbeach hazor? Is what the Rav Moshe Feinstein has a shiva. What mizbeach is he talking about there exactly? It's a question of what mizbeach. So the Zohar Gaon, the Bira Gaon Sukkah, and Hilchos Sukkah writes, you have to have the shulchan in the middle in order to do hakafis. And it's 6 points at the Bira Gaon. You have to have the shulchan in the middle in order to do HaKafis around the Shulchan, just like the Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azal Zizbach HaOyla, in order to do the HaKafis of HaShinus around it. But what do you mean the Shulchan should be in the middle like the Mizbeach? Why do you have to do HaKafis around it? So the Yitzhid adds on to this Deir Azor. He says, because when we say in the Kiddush that the Baruch Shalom destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, we say, Ve'en Ranashir, Rak HaTeir Azor. And the whole Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed, the only thing that was left over was the Teir. What does it have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you have nothing left over. You say nothing is left over except for the Talmud Kitzur. What does it have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is totally destroyed. He says, no, the essence in the center of the Beis HaMikdash is the Torah. What is the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What's the essence? Why is it called the Mishkan HaEdus? Because the Luchos HaEdus are there. The Ramban says the essence of the Beit HaMikdash is a building to house the Sefer Torah. That's what's not in the Ramam also, in the beginning of the Beit HaShira. And even in the Baal Shem, that there was no Luchos, how can you have a Beit HaMikdash without Luchos? That's what the Rav said. Now the Ramban says the Luchos were there in the basement. There was a special room in the basement that had the Luchos. If they wouldn't have had the Luchos, he couldn't have a Beit HaMikdash. And the Rav gave a whole roadside drosha once that in a Beit HaKnesses, if you want to have a Kedusha Beit HaKnesses, you have to have an own Kedusha with a Sefer Torah there. If you have a Beit HaKnesses that doesn't have a Sefer Torah, so it's not there, it doesn't have a Kedusha Beit HaKnesses. It can't have a Kedusha Beit HaKnesses, because the essence of the Beit HaKnesses is a Mikdash Shmiyah, doing a Beit HaMikdash, a place to house a Sefer Torah. So that's what the Nitzib explains, that's what the Vilna Gaon meant, and that's what the Chacham Sofer meant. Elo Rosh Hashir Raka Torah says, the Shulchan, where you're laying, Kriyat HaTorah, is reminiscent of the Beit HaMikdash. How does it come to the Mizrach? That's the question. So that's what the Nesid has done, that we do, this is the question, when do you do Hashanah? I'm stupid. So the Hasidim do Hashanah after Shachar, and the Nesidim do after Musa. So the Nesid wasn't a snobbish, so he did the Hashanah after Musa. So he says, when do you do Hashanah around the Shulchan? After they already laid the Karbonah. So he says, Kol HaKorei, the Gemara says that whoever lays the Parsha of Ha'achato, still hits the Chatos. Whoever lays the Parsha of Torah, still hits the Torah. But since we lay Parsha of Ha'achato on this Shulchan, so that's why it's called the Mizbeach. So that's why it has to be the other.
Why don't you go Hashanah on Shabbos?
No, you have to walk, you have to have Hakafa the Lula. You don't do the Mishkan Lula on Shabbos. The Rambam says that, the Rambam writes, the reason why you have to have the Bima of the Yamsa, is just everybody should be there. That's what the Kashmir says, that's the only reason, and if you have a small Shtivam, there's no problem. And this is the Hasam Seifer, and there's only Goyen, and the Seed, and all the other, and the Maram Shuk, the Talmud of the Hasam Seifer, and the others. They say that that's only one reason, that there's a bigger and a better reason has to be done. Moshe and Yeshua also does that, has to be doing the Beit HaMikdash. And then they try to figure out exactly how is it doing the Beit
HaMikdash. Because
you have to really... Moshe and Yeshua does that, that's the Simon and Mikdash. When did they go, when did they do Nisach HaMayim? Right, when did they do exactly Nisach HaMayim in the Beit HaMikdash? The problem in Rashi and Sukkah.
But what's the Halshin and Esther Gemula, because it doesn't take sense. But it's going to pick it up again, you got it. Trying to play that for Halloween.
Unless as a Chuvin, he doesn't consider that. He makes a whole long list of stories.
To clearly go on the past day, he said before that if you don't have six people who practice, the question of we create a ball. Now what that question? Well, like I said before, you have an old age home. You have people who are 70 years old, maybe 20 people are 50, you have a better age range. You have done the 11th of the camp first. So what do you call these people to?
And Sasha Pshati only, it's my father. Sasha Pshati only, my father. Tell a story about the Brisker Rav, that he used to always daven and help on a Sinus once he was looking for 10 people who were fasting in order to lay by Chav. So they had 7 people, then they got another person from the street from Yishwan, they had 8 people, then they had 9 people. And then there was an old man who was sick in the Brisker when he had come to the Rav a day before, a day or two before, to ask whether he should fast or not. Rav said, no, he has a bit of a Chav Hashem Yisakon, Chav Hashem Yisakon, and doesn't have to fast. The old man didn't listen to him, he fasted anyway. So when Abdera was looking for the minyan in Yerushalayim, so this old man was walking in the city, he was going to shul, so he said he fasted, so he took him into the minyan for the Mishkan. So Abdelva kept on saying, we need another Mishkan, we need another Mishkan. So Abdelva kept on looking at him, he said, well, you have 10 people on Mishkan. they saw me at the start, and what do you want me to have to say? He said, no, this guy came here at the start, and I told him he doesn't have to say his name. Fox and this guy can't talk to me. The thing is that it's all according to the Lord. The Lord says that the person says, without a couple of kindness, a kindness of let's say. The Lord says in kindness, the first, a person has to name a couple of kindness in advance. If you have a couple of kindness, I mean for the fool of, the reason that he fasted and he comes to me and everything, the Lord says it doesn't translate anything. There's no king of the only time. The only time there's a keen furnace is if you mukhuyif the person, you need to mukhuyif the sakakom and later sakakom, or if you were a person in the Kaaba. So the devil, this guy asked, this closer, is he mukhuyif, should he say it? And he said, no, he shouldn't say it. If he's not mukhuyif to say it, there's no king of sakakom and then he wasn't a Kaaba of furnace, and he wasn't a Kaaba of furnace, so he's not in Kaaba, and then he's in NK Pasch. There's no king of my tongue, so I love you, as a person said, there is not the entire. That's what he said. We can't be mixed up. It's cool on God. It's what I'm saying. Now he was suffering more than the others because he was hungry and he couldn't be mixed up.
It's because he has a challenge. He goes out and doesn't make the broccoli and make a Mexican.
And
if he does it,
the broccoli
is not solid. And that's an animal.
Oh. So after they lay in practice, I'm a suffering, and then it's considered like
a... Who's saying that?
Then come back. With a cousin, though. Then he gives that... When he sees that night on this, he says, the minute he says, the minute he that a person benches Gremel, after he gets an Aliyah, he says, Hagar Agrila, whatever by the Sefer Torah, what does he got to do with the Sefer Torah? Why didn't he just bench Kaino before, later, after Shishwa Yom? What does he got to do with the Sefer Torah? But why is it Linnig? Like, the Linnig, you don't say any kind, but the Linnig is that you say the Shas, because what's the connection? So he says, because the Manchev is a Mikdash HaYikayom, what's our blood Shvichim Lahoyim? What is the sign of that? The first thing should bring is Karbin Tayyid in the Beit HaMikdash. But the Manchev is a Mikdash HaMikdash, he can't bring the Karbin Tayyid, it's not Beit HaMikdash. So we do the best we can do that it should be similar to the Beit HaMikdash. We say the Brichas HaGoyim are a connection with the Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah on the Shulchan is the Rokham HaMizdeh. It's as if we're holding by bringing Karbonis. Kehilu. Kehilu. Shnef. Kehilu we're holding by bringing
Karbonis. It's doing the basic stuff as a whole. Should it be like if you would have given a carbon and expected to the neighbors one?
Yeah. Okay, well, even when a person...
Would that be the reason?
Even when a person should not say Bechat HaGoyim, well, there's a question when you have to say it. So even if you don't say doesn't come, you should always give money. Stamina.
Okay, right.
A person is Nito.
You mean a person gets called up, or every time a person gets Nito?
No, every time a person gets Nito, it's opposite.
And you call him HaGoyim.
HaGoyim,
yeah.
So this is the problem. Rav Sheish is Mahadir after the girl. It's not going to be. The Gemara says, not only are you prohibited to leave the shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to see us in the shop after the river, after the Dvar Mecha. So how can he say to learn? So far we have three tools. One third was even the Sagi Law. One third goes, no, Mahadir after Shaini. If he turns his back, he's not a tourist of the Minyan, and therefore he's not willing to pay attention to the first step. That's the territory and territory of the state. And another territory that he gives is, if it's the cold, I'm going to stand with her. Only the Kol Rav, you're not allowed to make a rash, then interfere with those who want to. Then the fourth teretz was, teretz in court, the rif in the Jew, court in the name of Alokas Gedoyla, that they say, depends on their minion without me. If I might not pay attention, there's not going to be a minion, I'm destroying the whole Kriyas HaTorah. People won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. But if then call the court, in the minion, then I don't have to pay attention. And then 2 days again, the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean? I already heard lying by the first minion. Or even if I didn't, because Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chayv HaTayach, it's only Chayv HaTayim, I'm not Mechayv, it's a Machlok.
How can I bring
the meaning to the bank? Just the bank. No, you can turn it back to the Sefer Torah. Turn it back. We owe to our proxy, and how can Teres to risk you, Zem Megillah, Shani Rav Sheish, and Shetay Rasa Yom Nasa Yom. What is it? It's a plain Balagos.
Not allowed to.
Not allowed to. I have to pay attention to the Kriyas HaTayach, that's all we have. And what it says, Vayochus, Moshe Tiamim Bolo Mayim, what it means, Mayim Bolo Teiro, so the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Chachmei Adol, made a Chachana, so Vayochus, Moshe Tiamim Bolo Teiro. So that's what you have to learn Kriya Zatera, Shere HaMish Mishap. So that's the Chachana of all the Pasim, that if they're not going to learn Kriya Zatera, they're not going to have any learning at all. But if you're talking about Shesh, he's going to sit around all day and all night anyway, so he doesn't need the whole Chachana of Kriya Zatera, doesn't apply to him. He's not going to be Yochus, Moshe Tiamim Bolo Teiro. The person says they hold that Teiro is the best one. I'm Sabo Loki, I say, they think that that's the end of the third, right? So listen to that better. And now the Digan, the Digan, it sounds like you're saying different people. Not to have a meaning without me. Now the Digan means I'm a different person. He said he's a Sadi Nor, he has no Shaykhs to create a third person, he has no Shaykhs. And now the Digan, I'm a Rossi and Nazi, so I have no Shaykhs with you. Those are the 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. The one with the Shaykhs is all the... If you have a chayav b'sayoch, you do some specific mitzvah. But if you say here, that I already heard Kriyas HaTorah by the first minute. Either you say he already heard Kriyas HaTorah before, or even if he didn't hear, the Mishnah Berurah says Kriyas HaTorah is only a chayav b'sayoch, it's not a chayav b'sayoch. Whatever you say, he wasn't a chayav b'sayoch, because the whole kakon, it doesn't really, the Yisrael doesn't go.
That's all you said. You only heard the little mitzvah, maybe you got up to one by
These are all the various tevuchim that the Rishonim matzav zochah mizdimah. So the Mishkan is Yankiv had in the paper on Brochet, a kamen. He quotes that one of the Achoidim comments on mizdimah that you have to read the Gemara in the Hemshire. The Gemara says, Hameniach says, Atei Peshut Hatsuach Miyotei, all of Akkotu Vabu, Yodzi Hashem Yichlu. He's leaving, he's deserting the Shechinim, deserting the Tei Peshut Hatsuach. But then the Gemara says, what about the Engabra Lagabra? If he leaves, then he's going to want to leave. That's Mutter. What about the Engsukha Lepsukha? What do you mean Engsukha Lepsukha? How can be Engsukha Lepsukha? So he said, Shabbi Kiyo, the Mutter they're going to say. Is it Mutter or not? So the Gemara says, take it. So we're not sure. So the Hemshah Chanah, this is the Hemshah Chanah Gemara. Engsukha Lepsukha, Mahu take it. So the Gemara says, Rav Sheish, it's Engsukha Lepsukha. Well, the Mutter they're going to say, Targum, when the Balkaria was writing the Kriya, how did But the Sukkah of Sukkah now will take us, he says, but I don't need, and now that he's done, didn't he do? He's got a bottom, they need the Maturgama. So by them, it's in the Bible, let's see whether they're allowed to leave or not, whether they have to pay attention, but I don't need the Maturgama. But then Sukkah of Sukkah, as far as I'm concerned, is Icha Mutter. That's what he says, and now that he's done, they need the Maturgama, so that's in the Bible, let's see them. But I'm not done, I don't need it. So he writes on this, the Mishkeres Yankiv writes that in the Seder Chaynus Ayanim he gives his pshat and wrote that this is Givaldik. The Eintach L'chol HaChilukim Shiyamtziyu HaRishayim Achmiz Kushin Zul Zero Dava Masot Niyai. He wrote that this is the most decent Biyo in the Gemara. That this is the Hemshah from the Gemara before Ben Sukkum Pesukkum Mayim Teker HaShem Mahadarati. It goes only on Ben Sukkum Pesukkum. It doesn't go on the whole Kriya Zatar. It didn't pay attention at all.
It seems when Gabo and Gabo, when the Gabo makes Mr. Bear, he certainly can learn something here.
Yeah. Yeah,
Father?
Doesn't take you to the end?
Then you
can
really
take
you to the point of faith. Yeah, but it's not the part here, it's in Tatsa Lehi. Yeah. It's a Shiloh Shulchan Aruch, if you're allowed to say it, you should bear it or not. It's also not a Shiloh, because you're not also the Tatsa Lehi, the How can you say on the Shabbat? But to say, yeah, my slimy. You can't go out to the Sabbath. You have to call them up. But the Shabbat after this, that's the Shiloh. Who said you're allowed to say Mishnah? That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. Boy, you won't be Rabbanim in the shul, and you'll be able to, miss the Balabas, and you should come to make one Mishabbat at the end to everybody. You shouldn't make any Mishabbat. The Shiloh is Shulchan Aruch, that's why the... That's where they cover, that's where the Magen Avraham quotes, I think, from the top. The reason why they cover the Sukkah of Sukkah is because they're going to say Mishabera, and it's the beginning of Shad, if you're allowed to, so they treat it as if it's not Pasuah. Well, Kibish and Yitzchak, they throw out to the top, because it's Baalokhe, and even the Sukkah of Sukkah is also not proper, but if you know you're going to be Mavsik, it's the same Mishabera, so then you're Machnek to cover it over.
That's about the...
Very happy.
That's right, the same thing.
The Pashtus is the same thing. Yeah, the Pashtus should be the same thing. Yeah. You're allowed to go out if you have to, but not with Sapir. The Sapir is Mochomer. They never got in Amal at all. They never saw him. The Sapir seems to be Machmer not to talk even in Gabriel Gagam.
But if the Gabbai is talking anyway, the Gabbai is losing. The Gabbai is losing. The Gabbai is losing. So then how can you say that, that the others are not allowed to talk? The guy in the middle is talking. So the Gabbai is there. Why he's allowed to say the Mishabera? The Koshi he's here. That's very It's symmetrical. Each one has a din, and then they tell a story. Right. The second one has a din, and they tell you.
Usually, you don't take Krishna and the Pentecost.
Well, no, it's not exactly the same, because Pentecost, right. Sukhamau is about leaving. Ashesh Mahabharata, the Gaur, is not exactly the same. He was learning during Kriya Hashem. It's a different show. He was learning Bengali Hashem. One thing more talking about Kriya Hashem is that he mentioned another din. Right? Most of the din of Kriya Hashem are in the Giver. A little bit is in Saito, what Saito is called, a little bit is good. And a little bit is over here. Omar Ahura by Yehuda, Omar Abami, Yerim Yash Lom, Yash Limadu Parshiyar, Tzivim Atri Bishnai, Nikro, Viecho, Targum. A person should always be mad, Tzivim, Bishnai, Nikro, Viecho, Targum, every week, Im Hatzivim, means every week. Every week, if this week is Parshas Bo, you should do this week is Parshas Bo. And this week was Be'er, you should do Be'er every week. What's the significance of this? What do you mean, Shnai, Nikro, Viecho, Targum? So some Rishon say this is only for a fellow who lives on the farm and he's not going to hear Kriya Tatera. But Bimkon, Kriya Tatera, he should make up Shnayim Nikra Yechatarim. Why? Because the shul, he's missing the Shnayim Nikra Yechatarim because the shul, the Valkyrie is going to lane, and the one against the Aliyah is going to lane along with him softly, and then the Tugman is going to say the Tatera. And this fellow lives on the farm, he lives in a little village, he's missing everything, so he's missing the Shnayim Nikra Yechatarim, so he should make it up on his own. But if you go to shul, somebody got in shul, you don't need the whole Shnayim Nikra Yechatarim. That's what one of the Rishonim writes. But that's not the way it's accepted in the Shulchan. They didn't quote that Shabbos. They're generally assuming that if anything is just a reverse, Rabbi Shem says it's just a reverse. You have to be honest, then it's time to have come. Because they may give you any Aliyah. I just can claim, how can they give you the first and the second one? Make that not the Makrahan in the Shul. So I may get first Aliyah, second Aliyah, third Aliyah. And then they get any Aliyah. And when you get an Aliyah, there's not a Gemara, you got to learn the Kriyas Atar. That's what's there with the other Shabbos, the other Rishonim. The other Rishon says that if you don't go to shul, the farmer is missing the Shnai Mikra. What Shnai Mikra is missing? The Valkyrie lane? And the other lanes along with him. That wasn't the Zman HaGemara. That was instituted by the Bali Atensis, that they instituted the Valkyrie. The Zman HaGemara, there was no institution of Valkyrie. Whoever got an Aliyah lane, but there was no Shnai Mikra. There wasn't the Valkyrie lane in the other lane. It's very stressed. And the other Rishon says no. Some Rishon says, don't fuck it. This region, I forgot what the name of the region is, He was a contemporary of the Rashbam and Rabbein Tam, he had Chibuch and Yechtobu. I forgot the name of the Baal, the Ravon called Sepshan. The Shnayim Nikra Tam is only for farmers that don't go to shul. Because he's missing the Kriya of the Valkyrie, the Kriya of the Oila, and he's missing the Mitzvah. It's very strict. It's not anymore. There was no Kriya of the Oila. It didn't exist. How did the Shnayim say, come back here? You have to be mad to say the Shnayim Nikra Tam before Kriya of the Oila is the Achana. They may give you the first of you, they may give you the second, but you have to prepare. And you have to look sharp if you're learning. So you better prepare in advance. Yeah, that's for the... Yeah. I don't know. That's a good title. Right. Well, here's the quote of Medrash that they wanted the Balabat Nesha Bakiva to give out Russia. So he said, sorry, I'm not prepared. So he said, Rabbi, you have to prepare. You know someone, sir. So he said, the Rebbe Shalom certainly knew better than me. When the Rebbe Shalom was about to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, the Pasuk says in Eov, אז לא, אבל יספר הכינו וגם חקור. And it prepared and prepared and prepared. And without preparing, the Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. So if the Rebbeinu Shalom himself doesn't give the Torah without preparing, so I'm not permitted to say a Shia to the Baal HaBatin without preparing either. So the Beis Yosef quotes and Machlokes on Rishayim on that Medrash, how many times does the Baal Kari have to prepare before he lays Kiryas HaTorah? So some say three and some say four. How do you read? Or Ruah, Baisach, Achina, Legam HaKorah? Sounds like four times. And other Rishayim say that Ruah doesn't count. The Rebbeinu Shalom, or Ruah, you saw that doesn't count Hachino, Chakor, the Gamda Rosh, but three times, not four. Really, the proper demeanor is that before Rebbe says the Shirin, no, it's also supposed to prepare either three times or four times. Not all Rabbanim do that. The Tzomi Amaita, years ago, Rav Leizer Shach, said a Shirin in Yeshiva, and in the middle of this year, he stopped and he said he can't go right because up until this point, he prepared four times, and the rest, he didn't prepare four times, and he's not allowed to say this. Quite a niche, Yeah, always to learn, to constantly learn. So some Rishonim interpret is Gemara that the only one has a chiyuv to lay shtayim mikveh hatarma are those who don't plan to go to shul. Others say the only one that has to be mamzer shtayim mikveh hatarma are those who may possibly get an aliyah and they have to prepare. So if I know they told me in advance, they're going to give me master. Somebody else is going to give me shish. I don't have to prepare for that. And the regular Rishonim are in the middle, they say no. The this din of shtayim mikveh hatarma is not because you have to prepare and they get stuck with any aliyah, so you better know what you're doing. And it's not Dimka in Kriyas HaTorah only for those who are going to miss it, but those who are going to have it, huh? It's a takona that everyone should lay along Shtayim Lechet Targum together with the Valkyrie. Together with the Valkyrie. So the pashtus is... Oh, so the pashtus is that explains why, or I think all of the Tosim assume that, let's say the fellow did once Mikra, and he wants to be Yosef another time Mikra doing Kriyas HaTorah. And they say you should lay along closely with the Valkyrie. No, Taisus discusses, we'll get to it. Taisus another day discusses. When are you supposed to finish? If you're supposed to medish, you should finish before you eat the food on Shabbos morning. And then the other Taisus says, even if you do, even the Shkimal Achar Achim is also Shabbos morning. You should finish the Mikra before the food. But it doesn't necessarily have to be before Kriyas HaTorah. Of course, it doesn't necessarily say. It's not Nikon Echad Targum is, in order to prepare in advance of Kriyas HaTorah. So we don't assume like that. We assume that you have to do Shnayim Yikra, even if you know which Aliyah you're going to get. The guy has Master and he knows that's all he's going to have to learn. He's Master. So then all he has to prepare before, perhaps, is Shnayim Nikon Echad Targum on the Master. And the rest will do after learning before the Suda.
In terms of the time, or harsh at the time, and
supposed to pause, yeah. The din of the Valkyrie is supposed to pause for a psucha more so, for a psucha more, slightly more than for a stuma, and he's supposed to pause in between one pasuk and the other slightly.
But
Yeah, that's a din. When you lay, you have to pour slightly at the proper place. You have to pour slightly between one pasuk and the other. No. You pour slightly and then you finish that pasuk. The Magen Avraham has a machlokes. When you lay, you should make a targum, then you have to be pasuk by pasuk, or can you do parsha by parsha? So some say that even Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky claims in his Sefer Achumis, even if you can do parsha by parsha, it doesn't mean you can lay the whole parsha's going. Then you lay the whole parsha's going. So you lay the whole sheni, till sheni, and then you do it again till sheni. So no, parsha means a psucha and a stuma. You can go from one psucha to a stuma, or to a psucha and so on. But you can't lay in three paragraphs. Claim that that's l'chala days in front. And people are making wrong. Okay, so if you do less, parsha by parsha is really good. But even in the kilos in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham costs not like you didn't know how to make all that thing. You can do a chunk at a time to make it faster. You can't do the whole parasha at a time, and you can't do a whole aliyah at a time. It has to be a maximum that you can do in one shot should be a parasha, means a paragraph. A psucha to a stuma, a stuma to a stuma, and so on. A stuma to a stuma.
I learned of one part of synagogue in Shalayim.
for the following week. So go to water.
You live with a man.
And in addition, they had to pay up before Shabbat.
Okay.
The Taisus has 2 days. What do we do with Targum? The Taisus has the Mamachus Nanukra Machlekes with Rashi. Rashi says that you're only going to Targum if you use Targum Unkelis. Why? Because the Gemara says in the beginning of Megillah that Targum Unkelis was Lamosha Misina. How can it be a tradition of Moshe Misina? Unkelis was Agir. Where did he get this tradition of Moshe Misina? So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that's what Al Kalamanchik pointed out. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara in Megillah was that they had an oral tradition, they had a Masera of what the Tira should be on the Chumash, and this tradition was transmitted to the young children when they had a cheder. When you used to teach them a cheder, the first grade, the second grade, they said, the Malamed would teach a pasuk with a negin and imitate a taish. But the little children didn't write it down, they used to memorize it about them. When they had a gersh and his gayer, they came going to the snicker class, and the poor guy had his sister with a little chili, doesn't know how to say. The uncle was an older person when he converted, and he sat with the young children, and he wrote it down. He jotted this down. That's why I call Targum Unkelis. He's not the Bala Mechadish. The Targum Unkelis, he was a mature man when he was sitting in Cheder with the little he received the Kabbalah and he wrote it down. So he was the one, called Targum Unkelis. He was the first one to write it down. And it's not that he was the one who composed it. But that's why it's Mashmash and ignore that this was a Moshe Misina. He was the first one to write down this tradition that they always transmitted. The Rashi seems to insist here that the Targum Unkelis is in Ikuba. But you're not here to start me to Recha Targum if you use Tansino, or if you use Hirsch's commentary, or Rashi, or the Ramban, you have to use Dafke, the Targum Unkelis, Lamosha Messina. And Taisus holds that, it doesn't make sense, we don't speak Aramaic, so wouldn't it be preferable to use another translation that people understand better? The Taisus claims that it's Rav Dafke Targum Unkelis, any Targum is acceptable, and it's even preferable to use a Targum that explains things better. And we should trust them, this leads us to the Machlokes in the next place, I think our Torah is the devil. It means that even on the Sukkim, about Torah the Divan, when it lists off the names of the cities that Reuven and Gad and Chashev Tamanashi conquered, and Abraham Yarden, even on those Sukkim, where the Targum has nothing to say, it just lists off, Rashi says, just lists off the names of the cities, right? The Shembo Targum. What is the Shembo Targum? The Targum says word for word, the same as the Hebrew, still you have to say Targum. So what does that mean? I feel like Torah Sedivan. So take this here.
Why didn't he say the
Shayla? Why does it say Torah Sedivan? That's in the end of Bamidbar. Why not say Apilu, the names of the names of the Shukim? That's in the Rishon. Sukkim don't just have names. Sukkim don't just have names. Let's take this time. But take this is Machriya. Based on this time, that Pshat is, Yigmar is not like Rashi. What it means to say is that there is no Targum Unkelis. Targum Unkelis doesn't say anything special on Torah Zedivan. Targum Unkelis just says, Torah Zedivan, Yanzim, Nimr, Ve'elobay, Kitzulot, it's the same as the Pasuk. But in the Targum Yerushalmi, the Targum Yerushalmi, as we call it, it does have something.
Well,
we do have. I'll explain. Yeah, I'll explain in a minute. And our Targum Unkelis, they put in what's in the Targum Yerushalmi. So that when we reach by Nimr, Ve'elobay, Targum, the Taisus says, you got to find. If there's a pasuk that has any time, you have to go search out that targum. The Taisus says, I'm moving, Shimon Levi. There's no targum that has anything. Nobody in the world has anything to add in the name of Reuven and Shimon. Nothing that name. So there's no chiddush if you got it. You can't say the third time. But on Torah Sedivan, even though there's nothing in Targum Unkelis, Taisus says, well, you have to search out, get another targum that is going to give something to say. So that's Taisus, what Rumagain says in a paper, Irmei Shofar, on Brothers, that basis was she taught him in the first place. He said, the Shmai Mikarecha Targum doesn't necessarily have to be Targum Unkelis. It could be any Targum that has anything to say. So over here, on this passage, use the Targum Yerushalmi, the Targum Yerushalmi. But Rashi, she taught him in the first place. Rashi holds that he only writes to the Targum Unkelis, so he would not learn the Gemara like Tosis. I feel like Tosis could even go search out a Targum Yerushalmi. No! He just said the passage a third time, and that substitutes for the Targum. I take the Kashi. But if I feel like Tosis is even Zaz, I feel like so the Goyim has a charisis. He has a charisis to explain Shat and Rashi. He says that what's the purpose of Echad Targum?
To understand
the Shat and the Pasuk. So he says, yeah, but it's a little more than that. The Chumash is Baloshan HaKadosh. That's a Heilig Yeloshan. The Targum is a Loshan Choyel. Targum Mukhl is a Loshan Choyel. So that an additional purpose, an additional Kabbalah behind reciting the Targum is that we should take a Dovah Shochol, and the Malid, and the Machnas, and the Kedusha. We take a language of Aramis, which has no Kedusha, Shemishka Loshon HaKadosh, and we use it for the sake of Ligur HaKadosh. The one understands, when it comes to Reuven and Shimon, Aram, you have to have Steinik and Recha Targum. You have to read the Pasuk twice, that's in the original Hebrew, and you have to say it a third time in the Aramaic. It happens that in the Aramaic, it's the exact same as the Hebrew, but it's in Aramaic. But one might perhaps know it when you're laying on Torah with Devarim, that they took Chutz Lord, and they'll Mekadosh it, and they gave it Kedusha Torah. Because that's what the Pesuk says. So what do you have to say? That's a Targum. You would have thought that you might say the idea of being Machnes Chol, being Mekadosh the Chol, by reading the Shnei Mikra. So one might have thought that there's no need on this Pesuk. That's what the Gemara says. There's no need to have a Targum on this Pesuk. So the Gemara says, Afilu LaTorah with Devarim. Nonetheless, you still have to say. This is an interesting assumption that the Gaon is making. This is a big deal, and I'm not remember in his Hagdamah to the Sifri Zutta. The Sifre that we have on Bamid Van Varim is the date with Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Akiva. The Gaon is in Sanhedrin phase of Kula Aliba Rabbi Akiva. Some Mishnah Ramey, some Sifre Oaz Rav Yudin, some Sifre Ezrav Shimin, some Sifre Rav Nechemi. The Kula Aliba Rabbi Akiva. That's why it's called Rabbi Akiva Stimtu. Everything is Tom Aliba Rabbi Akiva. But there is a Sifre, the Rishonim has Sifre, the Paran Chadashos, the Sifre Zuta, that's Aliba Rabbi Shmuel. It's a different style of Hebrew. It's not as pure Hebrew as the Sifre that we have. It's a little bit Aramaic, and a lot of times a different Dinim. The Rambam often quotes Dinim from the Sifre Zuta. The Rashi Mishnah is quotes from Rashi and Chumash quotes the Sifre, the Paran Acher, that's the Sifre Zuta. So before the war, a friend of Rabbi Ahmed published a Dior. On board the Sifre, he published the Sifre Zuta with the beer on the bottom of the page. Yes, I mean, then to give him some heresy. We gave him a whole essay on the Efe Kedusha. That's the first piece in the Sifre Zuta on Parshas Bahaweska, I think, not of Bahaweska, about the Efe Kedusha for Eretz Yisrael. And then gave him a whole country, around 60, 70 pages long about Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, and Kedusha, Sayyid, and Sashkema, very long country. Everybody today gambles from that country. Anything that anybody says now, but the different solutions there, so still, who throws, and then everything is all based on that, nothing is ended, my return. Everything comes back to it. So he points out that there's a machloikis, the mishayim, and the achrayim, what together have dusha of Eva HaYarden. Was Eva HaYarden part of the original Eretz Yisrael? Well, no. Eva HaYarden, on the east side of the Yarden, doesn't mean the west bank, the east bank. The other.
No.
The Arabs, that's true. Today, Jordan here, when they were Kurdish, Reuben and Gobi Khan said, Kurdish, was that the Torah? That's part of Eretz Yisrael. Oh no. That's the Torah, Alokha Khan of Tophet. The Tophet says, Kalmok, and Moshe Pidah, Karbad, and Chambelach, and Mutati, the next part of Parsha Tekes. And from that part, the Israel learns out that if the Jewish army conquers additional territories, they can endow them also with additional territories. And maybe Eretz Yisrael was the Scottish, but Jewish, Eretz Yisrael, the Torah, I wrote this on the subject. There's a whole lot of riches on this. The terrorists, what? Did Eva Yarden have Kedusha Zerai to be Chayyad Mishum with the Mike? So he has a Machlek, Mishum. The Groh is assuming for Dala Pasha. Oh no, I'm not going to tell you that. This Groh, this deer here, is assuming for Dala Pasha that there were Malay Chutzlaris into Kedusha Zerai to Israel. He assumes that if I wrote this on the subject, he assumes that it's not Eretz Yisrael proper. That's what he seems to be assuming. He could have taken the same deer of the Groh and said, that they were endowing it with Kedusha Torah. He didn't necessarily have to say that it was Chutz Lord, and they're raising it to Kedusha Torah. Chutz said that it didn't have Kedusha, and when they did the Kibush Mechilus, that was the beginning of the Kedusha, but he doesn't say that. The Goyim assumes that it was Chutz Lord, and they were Machnas it into Kedusha Torah. So the Gros says, in the Imre Shofer, the Goyim says, what should you do, the Maisa, when your mother said your son, Nikolai Chatagman, and Torah Zedinah? So he says, if you say the Pasuk three times and then say the Targum Unkelus, because what's printed in Targum Unkelus is really not Unkelus. The Unkelus on that Pasuk, as he says, has nothing to say. It says, Atharos Zedivam has the same words as the names of the cities that appear in the Chumash. The thing that's printed in what we call Targum Unkelus is really smuggled in, that's really the Targum Yerushalmi. It's not Targum Unkelus, and it was put in based on Tesis. And Rashi holds that you're not yet circulating any other Targum other than Targum Unkelus. So he says, the proper thing to do is first to learn the Pasuk twice, Shnai Mikra. Then to lay the Pasuk a third time to satisfy Rashi's opinion.
And
then a Targum. You just read out Torah Zedivan. The Targum says the same as the original. And then to lay it another time, what it says, what's printed in the Targum Unkelus, which is really Targum Unkelus, to satisfy Tesis' opinion. That's what the Gros suggests.
Is there other places in the Targum Unkelus that have been taken in from your Yerushalmi?
I don't think so.
Just this case?
I think so. Slightly different. The problem is, the Gemara says in the Gila that Yeris and Benzia, Unkelus wrote on Chumash, Yeris and Benzia wrote on Melvin, we have no Tavi Yeris and Aksum. So it sounds like we have no Tavi Yeris and Chumash either. So who is this that we have? And many claim that it's not. It's really a Tavi Yerushalmi. And they had a Rashi Tavis to a few Tavi Yerushalmi to some printed source that is Tavi Yeris, because on Levim it's Tavi Yeris. But that's why, and that's two versions of Tavi Yerushalmi, but it's called one Yeris and one Yerushalmi. There are a lot of very, very, very Zachary.
And
then there's a lot of things that sound like the Karoi.
if you start written on the Kabbalah of the Midrash, to try to be the Yashiv, all the Pelosik are very, very Pelosik. A lot of things there based on Midrashim, based on Yimon. A lot of things are very Pelosik. There are a lot of Svarma there, a few Svarma. They try to explain all of the all the Pelosik are Yerushalmi.
And
you
go to Dallas and so?
Yeah. So some claim, some of that both Targum Yerushalmi, the printer just made a mistake. So he called one Targum Yerushalmi. They gave two versions of Targum Yerushalmi. Because the Gemara Megillah is the same that he didn't write. Yerushalmi and Megillah didn't write a view. Some say that it's a different Yerushalmi and Megillah. Yeah. Another person is the same name, but another name. Yeah. A different person. Recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Okay.
Highly recommend it. Try to follow the things that are recommended on. At the end of Parshas Bo, the Chumash has the two Parshas of Tfilin, Shabbos for Yoki V'Yachol. And Moshe says in the office that the Tfilin has to contain all the Galus Parshas that had the din of Tfilin in. That is like Erech Shmabah Yod Shmani. Moshe says in the office that the Parshas have to be put into the Batin in a specific order. And if it's in the wrong order, then you're not there. The Gemara has to be this way, and it can't be that way. So there's Machlokes with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Which way is this way, which way is that way? The Rashi says that you have to go in order. The way it appears in the Chumash, Kaddish Leikul Yachos Shmado Yom Shmoy. And the Rabbeinu Tam, there are four sheets in the Shani, what the Seder should be. Rabbeinu Tam says that you should have Havayim Diyamti. You should have Kaddish Leikul Yachos Shmado Yom Shmoy and Shma. So Machlokes, that's what the Torah of Rabbeinu Tam is based on. And the Chabbah recommends that every Yerei Shamayim should be choshes for the Rabbeinu Tam Shita and be ma'adah to wear tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Or HaShulchan has an interesting comment in Hilchot Tefillin. And the Shulchan Aruch talks about this. He quotes the Zohar. He speaks about this. What is the Seder HaParashah? So the Zohar says to his spirit in two different sources in the Zohar. One place it says like Rashi, one place it says like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Zohar itself says that up until the Yimot HaMashiach, the Seder should be like Rashi. The Yimot HaMashiach, the Seder should be like the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Or HaShulchan says that the Rabbeinu Tam, who? The problem is, what did they do in Tilla days of Rabbeinu Tam? What kind of Tilla did they wear? Obviously, the Rashi. That was Rabbeinu Tam's grandfather. So what did he come to? He changed the Tilla. What's going on here? He didn't know what the tradition was. So the Or HaShulchan, Tella Zikikash. What did they do all the time?
Yeah.
So the Rahashulchan claims, Abadi the Rabbeinu Tam knew what this is, but he held that this is called the Yimot HaMashiach. Yimot HaMashiach doesn't necessarily mean that Mashiach has come already. Like the Gemara says, that the world will last for 6,000 years. Shnei Alokim told, the first 2,000 years there was no Torah. Shnei Alokim Torah, that's from the day that Avraham Avinu was 52 years old. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948 with Yerushalayim. And at the age of 52, it says that's when he started his program of Kiruv, Anefesh HaTorah Tebechorah. And the Gemara says, we have a tradition, the Gemara says, we have a tradition of 52 years old at that time. And from that time on, for 2,000 years, the Shnei Alokim Torah. And the last 2,000 years, the Shnei Alokim in Moed HaMashiach. What do you mean Shnei Alokim in Moed HaMashiach? So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that means that Mashiach can come any time. It can come, that's already the Tzkufa Samaroy. The very next Rebbe died, that was the beginning of the Tzkufa Shnei Alokim in Moed HaMashiach. It can come any time, the son had himself, but he's not ready to come. So the HaShulchan says, in the time itself, something changed from the days of Rashi until his days, and he felt that now it's Moshe, in his days, it was more Shaykh than Moshiach should come. So that's why he changed the day of our parishes to the film based on the Zohar. Because Rabbeinu Tam knew the secret, so the statement is there. And that's why he changed the day of our parishes, because he held that Moshiach was on his way.
I'm going to be